anything like that. So if you haven't already
Love
checked it out,
Talk Radio.
They're at Liz.
We're going to interrupt this and take it over to Trump rally right now in Arizona. And just stay with me for a minute. I'm going to connect to RSBN and you can
Facebook, Instagram,
to some of the rally.
I love it. As much as I praise Getta, Rumble has been there. They're like the backbone of this organization at this point. When a certain something rhymes with like flu tubes, it was really difficult with us. We had Rumble, and we've been continuing to work with them, and they've just been working with us, kind of work out the bugs and the kinks. I think we're like their live stream guinea pig assistants, but they've just been so incredible. So really encourage all, whatever your platform of choice is for live streaming, Rumble has a really great one, and they're working every single day to make it even better. They even have this new thing called Locals, which kind of rivals. It's a mixture of like the YouTube Super Chat and Patreon. So if you put that in one place, it is Rumble Locals. If you're watching on Rumble, you'll see Locals at the top, and you can click it and join. There's a monthly fee, and you get VIP access to stuff. It's really cool. Some special content that only our local members can get. And so if you want to support us, that is a really easy and great way to do it. And I don't know if y'all know, like, the inner
workings. We've got a lot of people on the switchboard. If you'd like to join, push one on your keypad, and I'll get you right on.
When it comes to Rumble, they actually only take 20%, and that still might sound like a lot for you guys, but it's not in these worlds. That they are, it's unheard of, actually, to only take 20%. So it's great for us. We actually get 80% of those donations, as opposed to anything that goes through YouTube, where we only get 70%. So we're just being honest. I mean, this is what it is. This is what we're up against, and we want, eventually, we would love for everyone to be watching on Rumble, but we'll see if we get there.
See how it gets there. Also, on a programming note, 2 weeks from today, we are in Conroe, Texas, live for a President Trump rally there scheduled. Very much the same. Takes the stage at 7 o'clock, doors open at 2, pre-show starts at 11. We've got it all worked out, so make sure that 2 weeks from today you're tuning in for that. And I said this earlier, Liz, I think that's going to be a massive turnout, because I know geographically speaking, you're pulling from Houston, Dallas, Austin, Carlos Bryan Station, Beaumont, the Louisiana border. You got a lot of people coming in for that rally.
It's crazy. I remember the last time I was in Houston was for a Trump rally, and it was massive. It was pre-COVID. It was an auditorium that would have housed Beyonce. I can't remember the name of it. Don't come for me. It was Cruz versus O'Rourke, Robert O'Rourke, and that's who President Trump was down there fighting for at the time. I've never seen anything like that rally. The amount of support, I mean, just incredible. So I'm so excited to go back, and we're going to work really hard to make it one of our best rallies yet. I know, Brian, you have a lot of ideas, and we're excited to share those with you. I mean, we might have some extra.
I got an idea for you, sweetie. Till the president takes the stage, we'll take the stage. Welcome. We've got about 32 people. You're in the switchboard already. Let me get Gene, the dancing machine, on.
Hey.
Hello,
I'm sorry, you're feeling down.
That's all right.
Anyway.
My wife is taking good care of me.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm excited for this speech, boy. I'm just excited. I don't know. I've just been hearing all sorts of stuff. Maybe wrong, but especially since he canceled his speech last week.
What happened?
He canceled his speech for last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. And that was a good thing, I think. He shouldn't have been doing anything on January 6th.
Well, I don't know. Some of the people that are incarcerated were pissed that he canceled, because they felt that he's forgotten them.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of people that could be helping these folks, and they're not. A lot of Republicans are sitting on their hands, saying nothing at all.
Well, you know, I mean, like last week, Bianchi was saying something about, you know, you white folks should be out. And it's like, no, all of us as Americans is how I feel about it. You know, if you're in the area, there should be a constant protests going on, no matter what color of your skin.
Right.
You know, you need to stand up for America.
If you're America, you're Americans. There you go.
You know.
I do agree, Gene.
So.
I do agree. How's Scott feeling?
Good. Good.
Good.
He got some antibiotic and stuff, so he's good. Still got a little bit of a cough, but not horrible.
Okay. Well, send him back to work.
Of course.
Go ahead, G.
While we're waiting for this, you know, for Trump to come on.
Yes.
That Supreme Court ruling this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was huge.
Yeah, but they, I don't know, Brett Kavanaugh, what a disappointment. I don't think, I think they let down the care workers, the nurses.
Yeah, I'm not denying that, but on the flip of that too, it was huge. It was huge.
Oh, yeah, that was a huge win. Yeah, absolutely, it was huge. I was hoping for more, but I'll take what we got.
Right. You and me both. I was happy that they are upholding the rule of law, our Constitution. You know, I think it does need to be revisited as far as, like you said, the healthcare workers.
Yeah.
That's, you know, a big, big thing. They've been forgetting them.
Tucker Carlson called Brett Kavanaugh a creepy little liberal.
What did Kavanaugh? I missed it.
Well, he voted. You know.
Oh, for the healthcare workers.
Yeah, yeah.
And government workers.
Yeah.
Some of those government workers too, I believe. And it's like, no, it should have been, like you said, it should have been across the board. If you're an American, you have the right to choose.
Should been, but it isn't, unfortunately. I don't know if he's coming. A lot of people are standing, but I don't know if he's already landed. I know that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Cheers for Rumble, if you will. 171,000 people currently watching on Rumble. So thank you to everyone for tuning in.
Okay, 171
are
watching.
Are you right side?
Yeah.
I'm right side.
I don't know if that's Rumble or YouTube. I don't know. What they got, 136,000 watching it on YouTube.
Well, I saw too that there was a guy that was like 3 or 4 miles from the gate, and they are being turned away, and there was miles and miles of traffic behind them too.
Yeah, they one of the event people came and they interviewed him, and he said, there's 15,000 to 18,000 people standing right behind you, not counting the cars. Not counting the cars. They're in a log jam back there. And everybody's coming because there's big screens everywhere, so everybody will be able to see.
Well, people are parking the cars and getting out of the cars and gathering. Just outside, period.
Yeah. One guy got into his trunk and pulled out one of those electric scooters things, and he was going up there. He's going to watch that from hell or high water.
Well, you cannot tell me that Biden, I mean, especially with the polls and everything else right now, that he was the most popular president ever. Bullshit.
Well, that dumbass joke or speech he did in Georgia the other day. Hell, nobody was there. Even the Democratic lady is running for governor. Oh, she had other plans. When you got the president and the vice president coming to your state, you cancel whatever damn plans you have. If that's your party. I just can't get away.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Our country's going to hell in a handbag real quick.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's scary. I've never seen it like this. Even in the 60s when it was wild and woolly, it was nothing like this. Not a bit like this, but yeah. Get a lot of Skype numbers. Push one, I'll get you on. I'll cut you right off, though, if you start your crap. Yeah, we're going to play that game tonight.
Don ain't in the mood.
Don's not in the mood. Don don't feel good. Cinnamon doesn't feel good either, actually. Let me get Bianchi on. Whoop. Mr. Bianchi, how you doing, sir?
What's wrong with you?
Oh, I'm sicker than hell there, Bianchi. Sicker than hell. Oh, I don't think I've been this sick in a long time.
Ain't none of that stuff coming down on you, is it?
No, the Martians left me alone.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to do what's best for you and the family.
Yeah, I'm just hanging in here, and Cinnamon's taking care of me. She's sick, too. She don't feel very good. Her back is up. She's going to get those nerves fused.
Mm. In her back?
Yeah, this week or next week. No, thank you.
Yeah, well, you take care of yourself. You get too bad. I'm about maybe 14 hours from up there. I'll come up there and see what I can do.
Yeah, well, yeah. You are a minister, you know.
Yeah, I am. I can pray over you.
You pray over me, and then you can remarry Cinnamon and me. We'll have a second wedding.
Yeah, have a second go at it.
I don't know, Cinnamon, go for that now.
Otis can be one of the grooms.
Otis is hanging in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're showing gas prices on this big screen down there in Arizona.
So, I see a show about two up from you on the Blog Talk radio blog. It's titled Bigfoot Researcher.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if Kathy got anything to do with that.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Oh,
it's right down her alley.
It sure is. It sure is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is right down her alley. You know that lake? That lake is running for governor of Arizona. She's a pretty good looker. She's a looker.
Yeah, but what's in her head?
Well, she sounded good. She definitely wants the election. A lot of them went up there and said, we want the election overturned. And because, like I said last week, they found 200-something thousand votes, ballots that they shouldn't have been counted. And just one batch. And so, but they're not going to do anything. They can't do anything now. But they need to tighten up their voting laws. Tighten it up. Well, you're going to have people not voting at all. And that'll be a shame.
Well, it sucks because they're trying to, there's a big bill that they're trying to pass regarding voting, I want to say, this coming up week. Basically, you don't have to have any identification or anything to vote.
Yeah, that's what they want.
Well, see, that's up to the state.
I hope those states really think that way.
A federal election, especially, you know.
Well, yeah, they're trying. Go ahead, Bianchi.
Well, a federal government has the right, Congress has the right to set the rules and regulations for federal ballots. Then, of course, the states, everything else, state and local. So I have no problem with it. Like I say, these excuses, like, for instance, this John Lewis bill, if John Lewis was recognizing problems in the 5th Congressional District of Georgia, well, he should have wrote something up that applies to that. Why do you want me to come under that? I don't have those problems.
Hey, they're playing a cool video, it looks like, on the big screen. Sorry.
That's all right. I don't know.
Covered over the years. This one has such a sense of...
But if they're playing music, RS, so I see Trump behind that flag. He's about ready to come out. Yeah. There's thousands of people at this place. There's thousands. From all over the country, too, not just Arizona. And that lady,
they're scared of him.
Yeah, they are. I'm telling you, Hillary Clinton's the only one right now I can see running for president for the Democrats. What do you think?
Yeah, she'd be the only one to get whooped twice.
Well, I think she's the only one who'll give them a race.
I don't think so. I don't think she'll give them a race. I think people are over her.
Yeah, well, he's throwing out hats. He's here, and he's throwing out hats right now. Make America, I don't know what it is, what it says on there. And he's got his cute little hat on. We'll see. We'll play a little bit of what he got to say for a minute. Gene can fill us in. We'll break in and out. Oh, man.
I'm sorry, you don't feel good.
Nah, just talking about Cinnamon's back makes my back hurt.
Or maybe you got fluency in your back.
I got all kinds of crap in my back. I've had a bad back.
That's where it's bothering you?
Yeah, no. I'm going to call it the flu.
Well, it's coming out with the flu.
Yeah. Boy, I was sick earlier.
Were you puking?
Yeah, I did that. I did all kinds of nice
things.
Well,
get that damn chicken noodle soup out, man. About a dozen oranges.
She made me, I've been eating those little tangerine things. She made me some broth, some beef broth. It's really good. It hit the stomach good.
Yeah, get that chicken noodle soup with a camel's making. Put a lot of pepper in it. So when you say, it make tears come to your eyes. That's when it's good. Then garlic in there.
I put a lot of things.
Put some Vic Faz on your chest. So you go to sleep. Sweat that stuff out of you.
Yeah, I woke up and I was in a puddle of water. I wasn't even.
Yeah, you got something that something came up on. You ain't been out amongst people, have you?
No.
Yeah, well, that's what I say. That stuff floats through the air. People say it don't. Talking about it dies after a period of time. Anything, the only place it would die is in sunlight. Sunlight kills viruses, ultraviolet rays.
Yeah. Vitamin D, the best you can get. You
sure
know,
they
had a lady on I forgot what show, it was a news show talking about vitamins. People are buying all these vitamins that aren't any good. And she named two of them, and by God, it's the same two we take, Nature's Bounty and something else. And she named both of those. And I said, well, I have to tell my beautiful bride, we might have to get off another $1.50. Buy some good stuff.
Oh, they're more than the good stuff is way more than $1.50 more.
Yeah, I know. I know. Here's I believe Joe. Brother Joe.
Hey, hello, people.
Hello, buddy.
Hello.
Minister Joe, put your hand on the phone. Let's pray for Donnie to get well.
Well, he's not a minister like you are.
Well, I can be. Plus, if I do 6 more weeks, I can become a doctor of divinity. You know? And I can join the rest of the doctors on Blog Talk Radio who talk nonsense.
Joe. Welcome back.
lay your hand on your phone, you get your bill, it's about $75 higher what it usually is.
That's the truth. Yeah, be praying. Blocked out to
my own church.
My crap up. So,
you know, start my own church. I can. Why not? Everybody else is doing it. I might as well start my own church on Blog Talk Radio. Maybe even tell the truth and say this is the church of bullshit. Come on in.
But you know, Joe, it's funny. Now Donnie ain't been out amongst no people. And I guess what about the day before, Donnie? Were you out amongst people?
No, I haven't been anywhere.
Donnie been in the house several days in a row. Then he comes down with this. It sounds like a stomach flu to me. We've been puking in that.
You've been
puking. That stuff is flowing through the air.
What's that, Joe?
You've been nauseous?
Well, not now. I am not. Well, I was really sick earlier. I mean, I was flipping a coin.
As to whether or not to go to the doctor?
No, hospital. Oh, and I decided, what's wrong with you? You're not going to some hospital.
You can do this stuff yourself at the house, Donnie.
Damn right. What's that, Gene? Thought that was Gene.
Gene, you got any zucchini left? Make some zucchini soup.
No,
oh, hell.
She's been with us from the beginning on the election fraud and everything else, and she's going to be your next governor, and we're going to end Nancy Pelosi, crazy Nancy's crooked political career once and for all. Where is Karen? Where is Karen?
Carrie,
come
Carrie.
Up here, Carrie. Come on. Let's go.
It's Carrie Lake, not Karen.
Come on up. Proud of her.
Isn't it Carrie Lake?
But I got a suggestion for you, Donnie. Look up a guy called Dr. Brian, B-R-Y-O-N. I thought it was B-R-Y-A-N. B-R-Y-O-N. And his last name is Ardis, A-R-D-I-S. He's a person that's against the vaccine, and he recommends certain nutrients that he says could help clean out the vaccine from your body. He has a website. I think it's the drbrianardis.com or brianardis.com. But let's just look up Dr. Brian, B-R-Y-O-N, and that might be a misspelling. Yeah, because I thought I saw it B-R-Y-A-N at one time. Okay, Ardis, A-R-D-I-S. And he's done podcasts. And in the podcast, he's talked about certain nutrients that he believes, and according to him, it just cleans out a lot of the vaccine's remnants.
Well, I'll go check him out. What's the, spell the last name again.
A-R.
Ardis.
Yeah, D-I-S. Okay. Not art. Not like artist. Ardis.
Okay. I got it. I will look that up.
Yep, because even if it's not due to the vaccine, I mean, what he's going to recommend is going to help you anyway.
Yeah, I've been taking my vitamin D and my...
He recommends D, zinc, C, and some other nutrients, which are pretty cheap.
Yeah, I forgot about you taking the vaccine shots.
Yeah. So you know I don't have it. Come on.
Yeah, well, let's hope you don't have it, but just in
you
case.
Got some Lysol, spray some of that and suck
oh, yeah.
Hands.
Listen to Dr. Pinocchi. Spray that in your nose, it'll be all right.
I tell you what, Joe, now, this ain't a lie. I told my grandson to spray just a little bit in the cap, take a Q-tip in both ends, soak it in that, and put it up in your nose and wash your nose out real good. He did that, went and took his test, came back negative.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, that might work.
Because those dead viruses and everything else is caught in the snot in your nose. Your nose snot is the immune system, the mucus. That's why boogers turn hard.
I know dead viruses turn to boogers. I heard it. It was.
I tell you something else. You know that. You know that crush you have in your eyes.
Yeah.
Your eyes doing the same thing. The tearing is an immune response.
Okay, that's good.
Have you ever put eye drops in your eyes, and you know all of a sudden you can kind of taste it in your throat?
I don't put any drops in my eyes.
We used to wash ours whenever we got dust in it or something. But
don't do that. Don't do that. Do take an eye. What do you call it? I have one. It's an eye thing. You put water in it. You stick it up to your eyeball, and you swish the water around in your eye. It'll take care of whatever's in your eye. Flush it out.
Oh hell no! Hell no!
You might as well take a water hose.
No, it's not a water hose. It's an eye cup. It's a glass cup. You put some water in it. You put it up to your eye. You swish your eye around in the water. You swish the water around in your eye, and then done.
Uh-huh.
I'm done. Oh. If you want to put murine or other stuff in your chemicals in your eyes, go ahead.
I can't put anything in my eyes. I tell you that right now. I got metal in my eye once, and it took forever. Huh. Forever for them to get that shit out.
Well, I tell you what, I did too on the job. I got some flakes in my eyes. I had to go to the eye doctor. He had this kind of older white lady that was an assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And she had me in the chair, had me reared back. And she had her magnifying, a glass, and she was working to get this stuff out. And I kept hearing something. Then I got to realize it's her false teeth was chattering in her mouth. I was scared to death. Them dentures going to fall down and put my eye out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she had on false teeth that were chattering.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you are right.
He's not.
Not at all.
What he's really complaining about is that he was leaning back and she was on top of him and didn't gum him to death.
Like that, but the teeth was kind of loose up in there. One of them had fell down and hit me in the eye, I would have really been in bad shape.
I've had some metal in flakes in my eyes a lot. Well, not a lot, 4 or 5 times.
Oh, that hurt.
And I had to go get an MRI. Yeah. Are you certain there's no metal in your body? I said, hell, I ain't certain about nothing. Well, sir, if it's metal, if there's metal, it will pull it out.
Yeah, that's true.
And if it's your eyes, you better let us know. I said, well, that's where it was. They said they got it off.
Hmm. Well, did they examine it?
No.
They took
my word for it, and off we went.
Oh, okay. Well, then now you know you don't have metal in your eye. Otherwise, the MRI would have pulled it out.
Yeah, it would have. Yeah. Didn't know that at the time. I never had an MRI before.
No, they've had it on TV shows, and it's powerful magnets, and you don't want to have metal. You don't want to have, like, a hip replacement or anything like that.
Yeah, they got different things for that stuff. Better not get in one of those machines. You got any metal?
Yeah. Well, luckily for me, I don't. Not that I know of. Mm. The surgeries I've had didn't require any type of placing metal inside my body.
Yeah. So years ago, I was sitting in the, inside the waiting room. I was next one to go in. And this beautiful black lady come running out of there and grabbed her coat. Hell no. Oh, hell no. And she was like, I got an IUD and it's metal. Hell no. You
oh,
ain't.
Shit. Yeah, I don't blame her.
That scared the hell out of me. IUD. She said, damn, they're trying to kill me back there.
I don't think IUDs were made out of metal. I thought they were just made out of plastic.
Oh, my God. That was so funny. Ben, it's your turn, the little skinny man.
And you said, hell no.
Hell no. I got an IUD, too. I didn't even know what an IUD was.
You got an IUD, too. Wait a minute. You probably didn't know what it was, but it worked for her. It might as well work for you.
Hey, man, they were laughing so hard because you could hear her. She was so funny. Oh, God. I'll wait till I see my doctor. Oh, he knows I've got this. And he sent me for an IU or MRI. Oh, wait till I get to him. Oh, he was just funny. Just,
I guess Danny and Mom aren't around tonight, huh?
I haven't talked to nobody. I had my phone on the fritz and finally got it back. And hey, believe me, we're not going to go through that again, ever again. Cinnamon was about to stroke out on me more than once. Jesus.
They know what time the show starts.
Ooh. Yeah, well, I'm staying with my old phone.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it except in certain times.
Works just fine for me.
I tell you, them new phones make a lot of difference, though.
Cell phone works a hell of a lot. Well, it has more features and has more power than my old phone, my older phone. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anybody buy any of those they fix them or whatever they do, free? I don't know what they call them. That's what Cinnamon does.
Refurbished.
Refurbished
phone?
Yeah.
Oh, that's still worth a lot of money.
No, how about she isn't into this gaming and all this crap. We just want a phone. She's got to have a phone that's dependable, and her phone isn't. Misses calls, text messages, all kinds of crap.
Does it?
And then it dials by itself.
It
maybe
does.
She has to take a look at sometimes, if you have an Android 10, for example, as your OS in your phone, you've got so many features on your phone, which are nice, but you can't remember them all, and sometimes they just interfere with the phone instead of helping it. So
yeah.
If she takes a look at the system, it'll take a while, but she might have to go through a lot of features to find the one that might be affecting her phone adversely.
Well, for all her aggravation, she got, I forgot how many gigabytes or something. I don't know what the hell it was. It's huge. We never use that anyway. We didn't use what we had in the first place.
Yeah, but it can fill up, though. You'd be surprised. You make phone calls or you play around on the internet, and it's just collecting data and putting it on your phone, and you'd be surprised how fast it fills up.
Yeah.
Now, you really sound like you're out of it, Don. How recent have you been sick?
Today.
Today? Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you get better.
Yeah, I will.
No fun being nauseous. Yeah.
I'll bounce back. I already feel a lot better.
That's good.
Than I did this morning.
Yeah,
I feel.
Stay on here with me and Joel about another half hour. You'd be ready to go to the club.
And we're wrapping up the show real quick there, kid.
I'll be running up and down the road out there. Shoot me. Shoot me.
You'd be
me.
Saying, oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no is right. Oh.
Jeez. What'd you eat in order to settle your stomach? Did you take any tea or honey or anything?
No.
No?
Right. I drink coffee. I'm a coffee man. Couple,
oh, okay.
Two or three pots a day.
H1N1.
He's talking about the...
H1N1 was handled very, very badly. Smaller scale, much smaller scale. Not the same kind of problem. And you know what he's done? I told Fauci as an example, no, I'm going to close it up to China. No, because he wanted it. If you remember, he said no mask, then he became a radical masker. But Fauci fought like hell to not close it to China. And then admitted that we saved tens of thousands of lives because I closed it in January very early. Then we closed it to Europe. But the problem is I didn't listen to him, but Biden's made him the big person. He's like the king. Fauci's the king.
Well, Fauci loves to get on TV. He hasn't met a camera yet.
Well, that's true. He's all around the place.
Oh, good Lord.
I'll tell you, though, that guy knows how to tap dance questions.
Yeah, he does.
He's very good at that.
Mm. Well, he's been there for 40 years. I guess you get good at something in 40 years.
You know, he's the highest paid bureaucrat. He gets something like $375,000 a year.
$440,000, isn't it?
Oh, is that what he gets? See?
Oh, yeah, it's over $400,000.
More than what I thought.
Yeah. Definitely over 400,000. I think it's 440.
Oof. Well, like you said, he's been around, around 40 years or so. Jesus, he's been around longer than a lot of people have been alive during this century.
Yeah.
And these
they don't like to retire. You know, huh? They don't want to retire. They get all this money, they get billions of dollars to spread around and, you know, get a few kickbacks here and there. And they just don't want to give it up. And now that they're making a documentary about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please.
I just heard a few minutes ago, well, that's about a half an hour ago or so, is that Gates owns all the health agencies around the world, and the reason how he did it was hundreds of billions of dollars in payoffs, which somebody like him and the cabal is, you know, no money whatsoever.
Yeah. Gates.
Just spreading it all around the place, you know. Oh, you're like, oh, how about the money that hospitals get for labeling somebody COVID and then admitting that person has COVID and then another payoff for when the person dies.
Or putting them on a ventilator.
Yeah, which is almost guaranteed death.
Yeah, it could be.
This is
don't work to get your butt off of that.
What I understand. Yeah.
My sister was on it about a week and a half.
Tubes? Did she have tubes in her lungs?
No.
No? Okay.
No. And every time they tried, she fought it and everything else, and they had to put it back.
They had
to put it back. And they took it out finally, and she started breathing on her own, which was a good thing.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you had a sister. How come you should bring her on the show?
Down in Tennessee. Right over the border from Alabama. She's about 10 miles, I'd say, 12 miles from my aunt's house.
I got some remaining relatives myself kind of spread out in different states. You have to be a certain age. Everybody that you know seems to be taking off from ground zero to parts unknown, practically. You know,
right.
All the way around the United States.
I've got a lot in Florida. I got a lot in Texas. A lot of them migrated to Texas.
Hmm. Seems like your grandparents gave birth to a lot of kids.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of cousins. Unfortunately, you know, families aren't what they were decades ago.
Yeah, you're right about that.
They just don't get together like they used to.
I don't feel like getting together with some of my relatives.
Well, yeah, there's a few of mine that aren't gems.
Mm. Nah, Thanksgiving dinner. I've given up, you know, even invitations to Thanksgiving dinners from friends because I don't want to be in the middle of a fight between Uncle Ed and Aunt Mary, and they're throwing mashed potatoes around over vendettas and issues that started years ago, and they probably forgot what it was all about anyway.
Right. Yeah. Well, luckily I didn't have to do that. Thank goodness.
Mm.
But I had be down in Alabama, in Athens, and my cousin get up on that old Ford tractor, lay out and unscrew the gas cap on top, and put his face right on that sucker and start breathing in the fumes. And then he would roll off, get so high, he would roll off. And a couple times he broke ribs, but... That's how he got high back when he was a kid.
Oh, I was about to ask, why would he do that? Now I know why. Because he didn't have access to the diesel inside the tractor. Huh?
Yeah.
What was he breathing? Gasoline?
Yeah, gas fumes. Gas fumes.
That's very dangerous. I know a person got killed by doing that.
Well, he lived till he was, I'm 66, he died. He was in his 60s. He made it to 60s, but he was an alcoholic.
Yeah,
and
can
he
mess
was
up
a
your
real good guy.
Brain cells.
Oh, yeah.
I know a guy was driving a car in the turn, ruptured the tank, and gasoline started spilling out, and I guess while he was unconscious, he started inhaling the fumes and killed him.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, Steve is lucky. He made it to a grown man. That's for sure.
Well, Don, if you want to go ahead and take it easy,
you can cut
the show short if you want. I don't want you to sound like you're suffering because I'm going to run out of jokes pretty soon. I don't know what to tell you after that.
Well, you'll come up with something, I'm sure. I'm pretty sure you will. You always do, Bianchi.
Yeah, but you do sound sick. I think it's a good suggestion. If you're feeling bad, you know, don't worry about us.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we always got stuff to get into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I know you guys are pretty bad. You guys are pretty bad. Oh, man.
I miss Kathy, too. Because Kathy hasn't been around for about 3 weeks now.
Yeah, it's been about 3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why Daniel's not here.
Maybe he's taking care of Mama.
Oh, he's taking care of Daniel.
Yeah, well, maybe some girl's picking up and different girl's bringing him back.
There you go.
Yeah, I think he'd be happy about that. If it came down to a choice between this show and a couple of chicks, what do you think he'd pick?
Oh, he'd be on this show in a minute.
Really?
Come on.
Yeah, of course. What am I thinking?
Okay, somebody sent me this. What the hell is this? Everyone noticed what Joe put outside the White House, and it's raising tons of questions. No. Has anybody noticed anything?
No.
No, me either.
Well, I don't pay attention. I don't watch TV, and I don't pay attention to Biden unless somebody on the on the alternate news, write something up about him. So I don't want to be bothered with that fool.
How about Baltimore's state attorney, Marilyn Mosby, indicted?
Your name sounds familiar.
Remember?
Oh, yeah. I know.
Remember back where the riots in Baltimore?
Is she that black female prosecutor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Attorney General.
Yeah.
She's the state's attorney general, and
she's indicted on?
Yeah, she's what the hell was it? I can't remember.
Relying on an application.
Yeah, that's right. She bought two properties in Florida, and she lied on the mortgage applications. Don't ask me.
Yeah. So they're going after, I don't know, if they're going after her for this shit, this must mean she's not kissing enough ass.
Yeah, Abrams didn't even go see Joe or Kamala when they were in Georgia. I just can't believe that. She's running for governor.
Hmm.
You know, she's a multimillionaire now, guys.
Of these politicians either isn't or will not be at the end of the term?
Well, she wasn't even a politician, Joe.
Well, she's running, right?
Well, she ran for governor and lost.
Yeah.
But she never conceded. And, what the hell are they doing? They're blockading everything at the White House. I don't know what the hell they're doing.
This was estimated to be around 10 feet high and said to be made from reinforced concrete K-rails. Let's take a look at some of that video that was captured and circulated on social media.
Guys, it's 8 a.m. on Tuesday here, Lafayette Park. I'm at the White House, and it's hard to see exactly what they're doing. They got an excavator here, and it doesn't look like it's doing any digging. It's moving these jersey barriers. They're putting up a wall, small wall, and this is the fountain in front of the White House that's now been turned off. And so who knows what they're doing? but it's not uncommon when they do projects. If I were to show you the Capitol or even the other side on the ellipse where they were still finishing this fence, this big fence here, oftentimes when they're doing work, or all the time when they're doing work at the White House or the Capitol or most government buildings, they do cover them up and create like a barrier so we can't see what's going on behind. But so they're, it almost looks like they are maybe doing some work with this mountain or something. I'm not really sure. But anyway, that's what's going on here at the White House this morning on Tuesday. And you got contractors and stuff, and they, for whatever reason, sometimes we can cross over and I can get right close to the fence, and probably because they're doing this work, you know, I'm stuck out here.
Yeah, thank you, Next News Network, for sending that. They had all these streets blocked off around the White House the other day. This gal that she goes around, and there was yellow tape all the way around. Boy, she couldn't get close.
You know, when you said blockade, I kept on thinking of people protesting. But you know, they're actually building some sort of steel blockade?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that is. Let me get Alabama on. Alabama, you are on.
Hey, how y'all doing?
There he is.
We were talking about you. It's about time your ass is here.
I know. I'm watching this Trump speech.
Oh, okay. I'm only teasing anyway. I don't think anybody is late for showing up.
Somebody has to get it to the court.
Yeah, Joe, you shouldn't. You're late on your own show.
You got that right. Now I'm glad you know why I said it, too.
Hey, Daniel, how's Kathy doing?
Sir. She's doing all right. She normally comes home on tonight, but we're having some weather conditions down here, and she didn't want to get stuck here and not be able to get out to Meemaw. So
I got you.
She's at Meemaw. Yeah, she's at Meemaw's.
Okay.
All right.
Everything that we stand for, they don't have the right to do that. There's no better example than their ceaseless, relentless, unending campaign of hoaxes and witch hunts. I've gone through so many witch hunts now. I'm a professional witch hunter beater. Oh, think of it. And then it turns out to be fake. After 4 years of Russia, 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 Ukraine, 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 the impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, the slandering of Justice Kavanaugh, nobody ever went through anything like he went through, and the harassment of my family, which is a wonderful family of people that are great people. They love our country.
Blacks for Trump is 2020.com. 2020.com. They interviewed these young men today, and it was, they're pretty awesome.
Now the radical Democrats have yet another witch hunt, no different than Russia, Russia, Russia. The Unselect Committee of Political Hacks. They're Democratic hacks, and they're vicious. And every one of them voted to impeach me, every one of them. And then you have Liz Cheney, who's now polling at 16%. And Adam Kinzinger, he's another beautiful. He's a crier. He cries every time you talk to him. Who, by the way, just dropped out of the race because, you know, he didn't have the courage to run it. And we just lost Katko, too. He's gone now, too. They've fallen fast and furious. The ones that voted to impeach, we're getting rid of them fast. Nancy Pelosi has turned the U.S. House of Representatives into a Stalinist show trial. That's what it is. They just get the Democrats to stick together and just vote, and people get impeached. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace to our country what's happening. And it takes the meaning out of the word. The Unselect Committee is out of control, secretly and illegally collecting many months' worth of phone records that you don't even know about. It's like, this is like a communist country. Text messages, emails, location data on countless people without notifying them, giving them a
chance. I hope to God that they take over the House and the Senate. And I hope to God they don't pussy out like Paul Ryan did and put it in their freaking ass, because, you know, Nancy Pelosi is going to retire. Mm-hmm. So you drag her skinny little ass back to Washington with a subpoena. I want to know why in the hell she turned down Donald Trump and 20,000 National Guard troops.
That's right.
I want an answer to that. Then I want the mayor of D.C., then I want you, Sergeant of Arms of the House. I'm going through them all. The police, captain, whatever in the hell he is, the chief of police of the...
chief of the Capitol Police, yeah.
Yeah, Capitol Police, thank you.
All of them.
Every damn one of them. And you want to see some bullshit, come on. We're going to give you some. But you know what? By God, if it doesn't happen... And until it does, I won't believe it will happen.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now, Paul Ryan, what a skunk. He didn't do a damn thing Trump wanted. He always had some
kind of
excuse. What's that?
All of them is in that crap. The Republicans are just as dumb and just as crooked as the Democrats are.
He damn
That's
right
exactly
there.
Exactly right.
You damn right, which what really get you upsets me sometimes is that the Democrats, they can't see it that way. It's always the Republicans. It's both of them. It's both of them.
It definitely is. That's why it doesn't matter if the Dems lose and the House takes, the Republicans take control of the House and the Senate, even if they take a rule of 50 states. I don't have faith in them. To me, they're just... No. Different wings of the same buzzard. They're trying to slice up America, and they want the spoils to be divided between them, and we're the ones that are going to suffer.
Mm-hmm. Right. And go ahead, Bianchi.
That damn Biden was at Ebenezer Church there in Atlanta, sound like a black preacher.
Oh, my God.
Talking to them black folks.
What, did he...
Blacks let stand for that stuff. That's insulting.
Yeah.
He changed his accent.
Come on. Bull Connor, come on, folks, come on! Oh my God, just what a speech that was! It pissed me off.
I don't know what the speech was, but did he change his accent like Hillary did?
Yeah,
he did?
He did. I thought he did.
Oh, man.
No, I thought
he
did. And he gave him that, I'm pissed off, you know, look at me, I'm pissed off.
You get that one video, you get that one email I sent you with that Ruggers professor, you need to play that.
All right.
You
want to
hear some myth.
Yeah. Well, I love.
You're going to have to go in to where she starts speaking, you know, because it's being narrated. Daniel, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Bianchi?
You know, I was telling Donnie.
Yeah.
There's a show on the same page he's on called Bigfoot Researchers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Your mama's really influencing people, man.
What time does it come on? I mean,
I think it comes on the same time that we on.
Oh,
I think it's on now.
You ain't going over to little Daniel. You're
no,
standard.
They're going to have to call into this show is what they're going to have to do.
Bigfoot researchers, yeah.
Yeah, I think
I bet your mama influenced them.
Yeah.
I'm not as big on the Bigfoot part of it.
Well, you know, it's kind of like lead. That's where it kind of start off and leads on into the other.
I like to start off with the other and then lead down to Bigfoot. I like to start off with what we can see in the skies.
There you go.
There's got to be something to that. So many people talking about it. All these people can't be lying.
I believe it. I do believe that, Bianchi.
Well, I was talking to people not about the UFOs, but about the terraforming of the Earth. Because this particular person, he's a host on Freedomizer, and she looked up in the sky one day, and she was driving home, was looking up in the sky, saw these miles of chemtrails, and she started filming them as she was driving. It took about a 20-minute drive, so she was filming it, and she was filming how those trails just spread out and covered the entire sky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've seen that many times. I've seen a tic-tac-toe. It looked like a tic-tac-toe board.
Yeah,
I told my friend, now we'll come back out here in 2 hours, and you ain't going to see that. You're going to see nothing but white. And we came out there in about two and a half hours, and he said, by God, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's chemtrails.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
mine. Absolutely
my
is.
But, you know, blocking out the sun. It was blocking out the sun, that's for sure. It was on a summer day.
Mm-hmm.
Nice day.
Yeah, what kind of material stays up in the sky practically motionless for that long?
I don't know. They did some research in California because it was killing these trees. And the lady was in charge of the... whatever in hell they have out there in California. She went and took samples, you know, soil samples and everything because these beautiful trees were dying.
Mm-hmm.
And it had all kinds of crap that did not belong in there. Everything you would know that's in chemtrails was in this. And she said, I started investigating this. And she said, it came from a plane. Somehow, and she didn't believe in chemtrails or nothing like that at that time, but she does now.
I don't understand how people can't believe in the possibility of chemtrails. I have to just look up in the sky in any state, and if you see these crisscrossings of plumes, which people think they are, jet plumes, but they stay up in the sky. They're not jet plumes. They got to realize that.
Well, I've got a tape. I'll try to find it. I think he's in Seattle. He was in the military, and he's the weatherman on this station. And he was telling people, "I'll tell you what this is. It's not cloud. It's not cloud covering. This is chemtrails.
Good.
And what you're seeing right now is chemtrails."
And
he explained exactly barium and all plastics and all kinds of crap in this thing.
Oh, yeah. Do you know if he still got his job, Donnie?
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
But I just got this email from Trump. It says, Trump and the RNC are trying to turn Arizona red again. And losing just one seat in the Senate or five seats in the House could stall President Biden and Vice President Harris's plans to build back better. So the Republican Party is using everything in their toolbox to take back power. Even Donald Trump is back on the road campaigning. In just a few hours, Trump is headlining a rally in Arizona. Before he steps on stage, Russ, a $7 to the Democratic Fight Fund to send a strong message that the Democrats are ready to compete and win in 2022 and 2024. There you go.
The one thing. Let me,
go ahead.
The one thing that's normal, going on as normal since the pandemic, is this, all these elections. And that's because they're already crooked and fixed to begin with.
Well, they don't get it done, get it straight. And the houses, these houses got to, you know, state houses have got to start taking control. They were letting them. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's where the problem comes, because in them states, they let them illegals vote on a state and local election.
Right.
That, and they change voting rules right before the election. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's what I was trying. Yeah, that's what I was saying. And and they just let that happen like that's normal thing.
Right.
Like the Secretary of State can do that, and she can't. But they let her, so I guess she can.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, but Donnie, you're right about that. They say, you know, you can't do that. It's in the Constitution. It's in the laws. It's in the rules and regulations. But if they do it and get away with it, then guess what? They can.
Yeah.
That's right. You're right.
Hey, Daniel, I hope that, because my memory is bad, I hope that you give a call to your mom, like, around 10:30, 10:45, just so we can say hello to her.
Yeah.
That'd be nice, because we haven't spoken to her. Now, this will be the third week, or third or fourth week. Yeah,
she didn't say anything last week, did she?
No, she wasn't on.
No, she was there, but she wasn't on.
Oh, she was here?
Yep. Yeah, I'm running around here like Lassie come home.
Pianki, do you want me to play... when this man starts talking, this professor?
That's a woman, you know, man.
Oh, well, okay, well,
you mean the black woman?
Yeah.
The black woman with the green dress? That woman's crazy. Listen to her.
Okay, here we go.
Some restrictions apply. See site for details. But please, please, professor, don't let us stop you there. Keep it going.
All things that begin end. White folks are not infinite and eternal. Right? They ain't going to go on for infinity and infinity. And that's super important to remember, that white colonialism and imperialism has a beginning. And in my way of thinking about the world, that means it has an end. And so part of what we are trying to do is to imagine what are the steps that we must take to get to the other side of this very inconvenient, you know, epochal interruption of like black and indigenous world making.
All right. Let me try this actually your way. Ready? Black folks are not infinite and eternal. They ain't going to just go on for infinity and infinity. And that's super important to remember. Blackness is going to have an end date because despite what they think of themselves, they do not defy the laws of eternity. How do those statements sound to you, Professor Cooper, when I switch the words white and black? Do they sound racist? Does it sound to you like there are words that must have been spoken from a Ku Klux Klansman, a white supremacist, a mentally disturbed individual that is suggesting the genocide of an entire race? Is that the kind of individual that should be allowed on college campuses to teach young students? If the fact that you struggle to speak proper English sentences was not indication enough, the fact that you are ranting like a racist maniac should signal to Rutgers that you are not fit for teaching and you should be removed from any institution where young people with impressionable minds exist.
I love Candace.
Today.
Okay, guys, I skipped. I didn't mean to. I didn't see it. So this is the first part of it.
Please, Professor, don't let me stop you there. Continue.
But I do think that all of us can sort of agree
for white people.
Oh, shit.
Because I'm pretty sure sailing across
darn.
The ocean
okay,
was a
up.
European accomplishment. Let's have a listen.
The real sort of issue here, and I, you know, I've heard people sort of say it, is one, I think that white people viscerally fear. It's not that white people don't know, right, what they have done. They know. They fear that there is no other way to be human but the way in which they are human, which is to, so, you know, like you talk to white people and whenever you really want to have a reckoning about it, they say stuff like, you know, it's just human nature. If y'all had all of this power, you would have done the same thing, right? And it's like, no, that's what white humans did. White human beings thought there's a world here and we own it. Prior to them, black and brown people have been sailing across oceans, interacting with each other for centuries without total subjugation, domination, and colonialism.
Let's pause there first and let me just offer this first counter. Actually, I don't even know if it's a point. I think actually after watching that, I have more questions than answers. First and foremost, out of curiosity, what white person said to you that it's just human nature? If y'all had all this power, you'd have done the same thing. I really feel that you made that up. When you inquired about historic oppression, a white person said that to you. My guess is that no white person anywhere ever at any time or place throughout history has ever uttered those words. That to me sounds like a made-up narrative. A made-up narrative followed up by another made-up narrative, by the way. I'm sorry, but black people were sailing oceans, interacting with each other for centuries before white people. Because I'm pretty sure sailing across oceans was a European accomplishment. Christopher Columbus was the first to sail the Atlantic. He was an Italian commissioned by Spain to sail to the New World. The first to sail the Pacific was Ferdinand Magellan from Portugal, also commissioned by Spain. So when exactly in your history book, the one that you are making up right now as you go along, did a black person make that trip centuries prior? Give me the person's name. You know what you are, Professor Cooper? You are living proof that we need to maybe stop tearing down those statues. Not because, as Churchill said, the saying goes, those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it, but because, as I like to say, those who don't learn history are doomed to sound like an idiot. We will continue the show in just a second, but first, we need to discuss protecting your retirement. Recently announced that Social Security benefits are going to increase by 5.9%.
I do love this girl. I really do. Her grandfather did a hell of a job.
Isn't the government admitting that inflation is out to your savings today? Please, Professor, don't let me stop you there. Continue.
But I do think that all of us can sort of agree that a politics that says, like, there are superior and inferior human beings just isn't the way to go. And that's the thing that white people don't trust us to do because they are so corrupt. You know, their thinking is so morally and spiritually bankrupt about power that they can't let, you know, they fear viscerally, existentially letting go of power because they cannot imagine that there's another way to be. It is either that you dominate or you are dominated. And isn't it sad that is spiritually who they are and that they can't imagine a sort of more expansive notion of the world? The thing I want to say to you is we got to take these motherfuckers out.
Well, okay. Counterpoint number two. I thought we were off to a good start there when you said that a politics that says there are superior and inferior human beings just isn't the way to go. Yeah, I agree with that. But unfortunately, you kept speaking. You just kept right on going. You suggest that white people should have zero fear and fully trust in what will happen to them when they let go of power, because when black people are given power in this society, things are just going to be okay. And then you, oops, accidentally said what you really wanted to say, which is that we have to take these mother effers down. Honestly, I aspire to that level of zero self-awareness that you just had there. That can't be easy. It's not that easy to prove yourself to be an absolute hypocrite in just a few short sentences. Cheers to you, Britt. But on behalf of the people everywhere who see right through this facade, allow me to just say, I do not care what race you are. If you believe that on the basis of people's skin color, they should be given more or less power, if you believe that all white people are the same, as described by you, therefore corrupt, morally and spiritually bankrupt, if what you really want to say is that an entire race of individuals, which span across seven continents, by the way, need to be taken down, then you belong in zero positions of power anywhere. You, and I'm speaking directly to you here, Britt, you have ideas that should forever be made subordinate and dominated by other much better ideas of racial integration. Do you want to do something really smart this month? I'm going to give you a... But please, please, Professor, don't let us stop you there. Keep it going.
All things that begin end. White folks are not infinite and eternal, right? They ain't going to go on for infinity and infinity. And that's super important to remember, that white colonialism and imperialism has a beginning. And in my way of thinking about the world, that means it has an end. And so part of what we are trying to do is to imagine what are the steps that we must take to get to the other side of this very inconvenient, you know, epochal interruption of like black and indigenous world making.
All right. Let me try this actually your way. Ready? Black folks are not infinite and eternal. They ain't going to just go on for infinity and infinity. And that's super important to remember. Blackness is going to have an end date because despite what they think of themselves, they do not defy the laws of eternity. How do those statements sound to you, Professor Cooper, when I switch the words white and black? Do they sound racist? Does it sound to you like there are words that must have been spoken from a Ku Klux Klansman, a white supremacist, a mentally disturbed individual that is suggesting the genocide of an entire race? Is that the kind of individual that should be allowed on college campuses to teach young students? If the fact that you struggle to speak proper English sentences was not indication enough, the fact that you are ranting like a racist maniac should signal to Rutgers that you are not fit for teaching and you should be removed from any institution where young people with impressionable minds exist. But you're tenured, right? You're a tenured professor, which according to you and your very own tweets means that you know that you cannot be fired and therefore you can say whatever it is that you want to say because...
Okay, she, Brittany Cooper is her name, at Professor Crunk, C-R-U-N-K. Just know a couple of things. One, I report threats to the law enforcement and have had committed law enforcement support for many years now. Two, I have tenure. Rutgers won't be firing me for tweets. That is all. There you go.
Mm-hmm. All
black conservatives.
Tenure.
Yeah, really.
Well, the thing is, why come Twitter is not kicking her off?
Because she's a Democrat. But thank
she's
you,
black.
Too. Yeah, I mean, black conservative also sent that to me. Thank you very much, sir. But
they won't kick her off because she's black. And they... And who in the heck would pay a college tuition to have their child sit up in a classroom like that? But there are. And that's their choice. That's their choice. But when people don't want their children, when parents, family don't want their children sitting up in a classroom under the disguise of critical race theory, where their children are going to be subjugated to that, I've seen another show this morning where this black host was talking about that black teachers should be teaching white kids. See, white kids need to experience the cultural differences. Well, you know, I say this. If parents don't want their teacher to sit in the classroom, that's their business. And I give an example. Because in a Normie school district, one class had a black Nigerian teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents was complaining and wanted to take their kids out of the classroom because he had a deep accent.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Well, that's a good reason, because if he can't understand them, then don't have him teach.
That shit don't make no difference, because you only have 14% of the whole high school class that can read proficiency.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a shame.
Less than 5% can do math proficient. Then when you have these... George Floyd, holidays roll around, a commemoration, the school take off, they outside marching around the school.
Yeah, they had a walkout yesterday.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to play this too, Pianki, because I've got to hear black women blames obesity on racism. Really?
Racism?
racism that you're experiencing and the struggle to make ends meet actually means the diet don't work for you the same. I hate when people talk about black women being obese. I hate it. We are living in the Trump era.
White people are racist. So I put this up because I really want any white person in the room to know up front that this is what we're dealing with.
Black women, when we do the same diet as white women, we lose less weight and we lose it slower. The racism that you're experiencing and the struggle to make ends meet actually means the diet don't work for you the same.
That it's not going to be this coddling of white tears and what that looks like. We're not going to.
Okay, she's at a board. It says all white people are racist. And PayPal me. I can't read the rest.
That's all. Maybe some of us have worked it out. No, you're always going to be racist, actually.
We're moving. We're taking care of kids, but our food quality suffers. And look, those policies kill our people. You can't get access to good health care, good insurance.
So even when you're on your path to trying to figure out how to be a better human being, because I believe that white people are born into not being human, like that actually instead of people of color and black folks being dehumanized, that actually everyone is dehumanized off rip within white supremacy.
I feel like when I think about the trauma that black men have gone through, along with the trauma that a black woman has gone through, we're able to heal each other because we know each other's pain.
That y'all are born into a life to not be human, and that's what y'all are taught to do, to be demons. So in this particular way, white people are all racist.
We know our ancestors' pain. Black men need a black woman, and black women need a black man to help us be better, and because we know each other. We need each other to heal those wounds that were never really treated.
The way the system was created, when the United States was founded, it was white men that got drunk and made a nation on the backs of slaves. Everything here you see was built by slaves, and I know you know that. But being deported, I don't have time for this anymore. That's why I'm telling you. Where do you stand? They're being deported. I don't have time for this anymore. That's why I'm telling you. Where do you stand? There's no middle ground. It's either them or us, and it's us. We have to stand with the people, bro. And you are representing right now the black community. Don't ask where they are. You are here. You are the community. I am the Puerto Rican community. So stand with us. Don't be divisive. Because you know what you sound a little bit? Like the dumbasses that say all lives matter.
I'm with you. But I think it's also really important for us to know that we have the power to choose how we see ourselves.
Sure.
We will be fortified to fight all of these other external issues when we pour into ourselves enough to say, I love me. I am not the conditions that surround me. I am not my experience. I am more.
There you go. Wow. Well, Bianca, I'm surprised you even talked to me.
Nah, yeah. I mean, you know.
Like, hell, you getting all these accolades. I'm getting jealous.
Yeah.
I like I got, about,
my ancestors got drunk and made America on the backs of slaves. No, I wasn't
I
there.
I keep telling you blacks are racist. Daniel, what do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
You're going to get a quiz here, son. You better pay attention.
You taking your notes?
Hey, I do have a pen and paper out.
Oh, okay.
You probably used up all the ink in that pen on that one.
I didn't take any notes in the past 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, let me take out my notepad and say that this shit about...
let me hear them.
About food being racist is about as close to stupidity as
you
as
know
Matt.
What you know what's racist is Missy going to California and taking pictures of her all in the sun. His sun is beating down and I'm freezing my neck up. That's racist.
Yeah.
All the women in that one woman at Rutgers professor, she must weigh about 450.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, isn't she the object of racism?
Yeah. Because them dads don't walk work on her like it do white women.
You know, you're right, because when they go into supermarkets, they don't know, somehow they can't choose healthy foods. I don't, you know, because of racism.
I don't know, but maybe there is a difference. Hell if I know.
Even if there is, again, with my satirical remark I just made, if they go into supermarkets, there's tens of thousands of foods that they can pick from. They don't have to pick the fattening ass fucking food that all fat people fucking choose.
Yes, Daddy. Jeez. Tell it like it is, Joe.
I think so. You know,
damn,
you can choose your diet.
Damn.
God, Jesus. Fucking racism and fucking diet. That's like saying mathematics is racist.
Wait a minute. They did say that mathematics was racist. Said multiplication was.
Yeah, true.
Mathematics is racist.
Oh, man.
All that up in cursor to now say, I'm sorry, but you can't. No, we're not going to fail you. Don't worry. We're going to take away the D's and the S, and then when we graduate, they'll sound even worse than they do now.
Changes D
to a
B.
What about those hospitals in Washington State and New York that give historically treatment to blacks for medical points that allow blacks to be treated by whites before whites in the hospital?
Oh, yeah.
Reverse racism.
Yeah. That's favoritism.
This is the stoking of the race war.
Man, I've been telling you people that blacks are just as much. You see, but the thing, and I don't understand, you got whites out here that's supporting this crazy mess. What the heck they been smoking?
Yeah, I've seen some young white women standing with that guy. I hate to tell people, I got some black folks in my family doing pretty damn good for themselves, actually.
Hell, Elon Musk is an African man. He was born in Africa.
Yeah. He actually can say I'm an African American.
I'm tired of all this bullshit.
Yeah. Well, you'll like this one then, Joe. This is Nancy Pelosi caught in a lie.
Oh, okay.
And D.C. wants to know, can Joe catch the lie? Let's find out. Joe, you got your thinking cap on?
Okay, please.
That phone call was about. I want them to hear it. So, yeah, it's fair. It's sad. But it's using the president's own words. So if he's...
Well, those weren't the president's words. It was an interpretation of the president's words. They're saying he made this up.
He did not make it up.
My summary of the president's call was meant to be at least part in parody. The fact that that's not clear is a separate problem in and of itself. Of course, the president never said, if you don't understand me, I'm going to say it seven more times.
I know you support Chairman Schiff, but was it right for him to have that dramatic interpretation of the president's transcript of the phone call at the hearing last week?
I want the American people to know what that phone call was about. I want them to hear it. So, yeah, it's fair. It's sad. But it's using the president's own words. So if he's...
Well, those weren't the president's words. It was an interpretation of the president's words. They're saying he made this up.
He did not make it up.
And unfortunately today, many innocent Americans are going to turn on their TV, and the media is only going to show that section of what the chairman had to say.
I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only seven times, so you better listen good. I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent, understand lots of it, on this and on that.
Adam Schiff, representative, congressman,
that
made
was a
up
lie.
What I said. He actually took words and made it up. The reason is when he saw my call to the president of Ukraine, it was so good that he couldn't quote from it because there was nothing done wrong. It was perfect. So Adam Schiff decided, I can't let this happen. So let me make up. You ever hear of this one, Gene? You ever hear of a thing like this?
Putting words into it that did not exist, they're not in the transcript. And I will contend that those were intentionally not clear. and the chairman described it as parody, and I don't believe that this is the time or the place for parody when we are trying to seek facts. Nor do those that were involved with the conversation agree with the parody that the chairman gave us.
So Adam Schiff made up a phony call, and he read it to Congress, and he read it to the people of the United States. And it's a disgrace. This whole thing is a disgrace.
2 years ago, he lied to the American public where he said he had proof and evidence beyond circumstantial and carried us through this nightmare for the last 2 years. He met with Michael Cohen, his staff, what, three times, more than 10 hours. He met with Glenn Simpson, with Fusion GPS. And now he met with this whistleblower and lied to the American public. Every time they have attempted a coup, there's been one common denominator, the lies and deceit of Adam Schiff.
Adam Schiff is basically the Jussie Smollett of Congress.
He should be removed from the chairmanship of the Intel Committee.
There's been tremendous corruption, and we're seeking it. Called Drain the Swamp.
Remember, Judge, he also said he had direct evidence of collusion.
That's right.
An obvious lie. This one he said clear as day that was an unequivocal, non-categorical statement. I had no contact with the whistleblower, Mikey. That was just not true. That wasn't a misstatement, an unstatement, some kind of let's dance around the truth. He lied. He just lied. Now, one of the things with Schiff here I find incredibly suspicious is not only is he a liar, he's an awful liar. If you're going to lie about not contacting the whistleblower, then don't tweet out tidbits of what the whistleblower was going to say beforehand that people can go back and look at it. One more thing here. You know, Catherine Herridge said something on the network that really rung my bell because I had the exact same feeling. She said about 2 weeks ago, she said, you know, Judge, this has the feelings of a rollout.
Okay. At D.C., of course, you caught it, Joe. I caught it. Everybody that listens caught the lie. Adam Schiff, every time he opens his mouth, and we, you know, we can't do a damn thing about it. This man just keeps going. And I don't understand why they...
Well, that's because, if you remember, when they had the impeachment hearings, he had certain people down in the basement of one of the and he had them sign confidentiality agreements so they couldn't reveal what the truth was.
Yeah, and
the American people were denied.
When Donald Jr., they had him down there, and they took a break, and Donald Jr. was in front of a TV watching, and they had it on, of course, CNN. All of a sudden, we've got a leak from the White House, and they would say what Donald Jr. said.
Unreal.
And there was only one person that did that, and that was Adam Schiff.
Unreal. Unreal.
Yeah, I tell you. We just need to burn that place down. It's just terrible.
Just about.
They,
but, of course, we mean that figuratively. All you spies were out there.
Yeah, that's true. That is absolutely true. I don't think you can even get
Nancy to Pelosi ain't got no pubic hairs to catch on fire to burn down.
No, not anymore. Her and Joe must went to the same doctor to get their face stretched, because I'm telling you, holy moly, you could bounce a quarter off forehead and his. Jeez, Pete. Oh, man, I'm serious. Woo. Oh, the more I see them talk, and he makes those funny, like Batman. What is it? The Joker. Looks like the damn Joker.
Yeah. With that perpetual smile that never closes down. Yeah.
Exactly. It looks just like him. Oh, man.
So why would you want to go and insult a good comic book villain like that? Comparing him to our president. How dare you?
I'm telling you, we're in trouble. I mean, they're looking for anybody to shut down. They are definitely desperate. I don't knows
the fact. Go ahead, Don.
Go ahead, bro.
Just the fact that in the last 2 years, how big tech has censored just about everything that comes out of the mouths of people who are anti-Biden, anti-corruption, pro-Trump. That's got to tell people something. But, of course, they don't hear about it because the mainstream media doesn't talk about it. But you can't just censor one side to the degree that they do and say, well, it's okay. That's not a problem. Well, it is a problem.
It is a problem. Damn right. It
Even
is a problem.
If they might have the right to do it, and that's debatable because of the power of their particular platform and whether or not they're actually a publishing company versus an open platform. Mm. Congress should have come to a decision by now about that, but of course they're not because they're in the pockets of Facebook.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I don't know why he's pushing this voter bill. It's going to die. But there's something about three times. It can go back and forth three times.
You're talking about the filibuster or you're talking about the citizen?
Both.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have to get rid of the filibuster before they can do this.
Yeah, but that damn John, it must be two of them out there. That John Lewis's bill has no meaning according to what people have been complaining. Of course, you know they always say, well, it's stopping blacks from voting.
Yeah.
Well, that's a damn lie.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, they don't even mention blacks. It mentions Indians and Native Hawaiians.
That's a new flavor of the month.
That's it, huh?
You know.
Wow. Yeah. And it tries to take away the powers that the Constitution gives the state to regulate elections.
Yeah. And they want it all federalized. And, you know, I'll tell you, that happens, we're done.
Oh, we're dead meat.
We're just done.
Oh, yeah. It's bad enough we have so many powers that are centralized in the hands of the federal government now. We need to have the states have more sovereignty.
They got it. They just don't use it.
Yeah, they don't use it. And, well, where's this, Texas is supposed to be building this wall, finishing to build the wall. Where
in
the hell is that? I don't know. I can't get nothing on it.
Somebody said Alan West is leading Abbott in popularity in Texas.
Who?
Colonel West.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. I thought you said Alan Keyes.
Well,
I ain't seen Alan Keyes since.
I haven't either.
Him and Obama was hashing it out.
Well, he's in Florida, so, yeah.
Florida?
I think so.
He left is Chicago?
He? Oh, is he? Okay.
I don't know.
It would be uncommon. If he got common sense, he'd leave there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what the count is in Florida now? Everybody ready?
Chicago.
Chicago?
If you feel sick after this, I don't know what to tell you.
Go
you ready, Donnie?
No, I'm trying.
January the 14th, which is the last 228 days since we started keeping track of this. You ready, Daniel?
I'm ready.
Got your pencil?
You done had 3,382 blacks shot by other blacks. In 228 days, with 446 murders.
Jeez.
Really?
As of January the 14th.
Jeez.
It was yesterday.
Oh, my God. That is a war.
228 days? That's over one a day.
No, it's 16 a day.
No, I'm not talking about the total shooting. I'm talking about the murders.
Oh, yeah, the murder is almost two a day.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Nobody says nothing. I hear that Kim Fox expunged the records of 29,000 felons.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I read that. I read that.
That.
I haven't seen anything about that again, but I did read that.
Oh, that is fucked up. That is so fucked up.
How in the hell you have 29,000 felons in the beginning. I really don't. You know, I must be living in a different world.
I wish I were living in a different world.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, I used to go to Chicago all the time, every year. And 1 year there'd be the White Sox, we'd go, and 1 year the Cubbies. And we went to, you know, bowling tournament. We took the train.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Chicago. It was beautiful. Michigan Avenue. We stayed at the Holiday Inn. What the hell was it? Right there on the water. I can't, now my brain's gone.
Certain building in Chicago, which is known for its architecture. I forget what it is, but it's people will know. I've been around for
beautiful.
A long time, but it's really built really nicely.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of it. It's famous. Mm. It's famous for its architecture. Mm. You would know.
Yeah.
If I heard it, I would, you know, I would
Lake Shore. Lake Shore Holiday Inn.
Lake,
boy.
Yeah, I stayed there one time. Cold as hell.
Well, yeah. It was in the spring because they were playing baseball, but it was still a little nippy.
I had a cousin that stayed down the street from White Sox Park.
That'd been fun.
Well, Chicago's known for the hawk.
Were there what?
For the hawk. In other words, the wind and the cold. Yeah.
Yeah. Windy City, that's what they call it. It definitely gets windy. We were right down from the pier staying at. We just stayed there every year. And bars stayed open to 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'd sit there and watch the. He had to be 100 years old. He just, this old black guy just playing the blues on a piano. I just kept putting dollars. I wasn't drinking anymore or nothing. I just, it was so cool. It was called a cellar. Called a cellar. And it was just me, him, and a bartender. And I said, I'm not keeping anybody from doing anything. He said, if you keep putting money in my cup or his cup, he'll keep playing. And but we got to be out here at 4 o'clock because we reopen at 6. Damn.
6 to, I mean, for a bar to open up at 6?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. Well, they do, you
some
know.
Place.
They, go ahead, Bianca.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say someplace in the country, Citibank is laying off white workers.
Well, they threw Bank of Minnesota threw out the pillow man. They're closing his accounts. As of Friday.
Oh, Mike Lindell, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're closing. A bad reputation. And that's what the reasoning was. Jeez.
Yeah, right. Oh, those fucking assholes.
Ain't that something else?
It is. I didn't even know what bank he did business with. Who in the hell cares? Jesus.
Well, they shut down the bank account.
I never would do nothing with that bank.
No, I wouldn't either.
I think prior to that, remember when he had that emporium when he was supposed to expose the number of votes that were fraudulent? I think prior to that, he had trouble with the banks also. And now another one's closing down his account? Easy.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, he tried to talk to him, and he said they kept him on hold for over an hour, and he called back. They kept him on hold for 45 minutes. He was downright pissed.
Can't blame him.
No,
this is
I
all
don't
because he's a Trump supporter.
Yeah, because he's a Trump supporter. That's why do you really want him to run again, guys? Really?
Well, I bet this professor's got a bank account there.
You mean the fat-ass professor that just was played?
That hate white folks, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet she's got a bank account there.
I bet they transferred whatever account she had to that place.
Yeah. Wow.
I like the
was
way
there
Candace
any marching
made
and,
mincemeat out of her.
Was there any marching and rioting over that girl of color? I think she's 14, got shot by the police.
Oh, God.
Out there in California, I think it was.
Yeah.
This cop was black.
No, he's not.
Guess he was.
No, he's not. You know what he is? A white supremacist.
Oh, okay.
It makes more sense.
You don't have to be black. I mean, you don't have to be white anymore.
Did you hear Hillary Clinton and she kind of trash talk Biden?
No.
Yeah, let me see. Well, she just reads it. I got the tape somewhere. Let me see if she's going to play the tape where she reads it.
Donnie, did you read or did anybody read that she's supposed to run again? Isn't there a rumor?
Who? Hillary?
Hillary, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a big rumor.
Oh,
it
God.
Is. That is a big because
I told you she would never give up.
Mm. No, she's bound and determined to lie and tell that speech.
Yeah. The happiest man if she wins will be Bill Clinton.
Where is he half dead?
Well, he'll perk up if she ever gets out of New York.
That's
he'll
right.
perk back up. He spends a lot of time down in Arkansas. He's got a big old penthouse up on top of his library.
Well, there'll be a lot of visitors going up that penthouse if Hillary gets elected.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean.
There's a lot of there was a lot of people going up to that penthouse. Anyway.
I bet you, though, if Hillary does get elected, I wouldn't be surprised if she would be the first person, of course, it'd be a woman, to divorce the husband. Because her major ambition, ever since she was at, I forget the name of her college, a famous women's college,
yeah.
But ever since then, she's always wanted to be president. And once, and if she ever does become president, she will no longer need Billy.
she'll never get rid of Billy. Too much money involved.
You think so?
They're gonna die together. She doesn't care what he does, and he doesn't care what she does.
Hmm.
That's kind of a situation they both like, and that's fine.
I guess they both have sex with Tyvek suits on, huh?
I don't know.
Looks like the fight at the school boards is continuing, and one incensed father's rant is now going viral. We're going to show you the clip. Before I do, if you're new here, hit the red button down below to subscribe. Just tap that notification bell when you do.
Tell me if you can't hear this, then I'll stop it.
Okay. The father recently went viral when he let a local school board have it about how they are ruining our children.
It's okay.
Not his kids, though, because he's actually homeschooling his kids because of just how bad the public schools have gotten with liberal indoctrination. We're going to show you what he had to say. Let's take a look at trending politics with more. They ask here, are you a parent of a kid forced to deal with constant tyrannical mandates pushed on them by the pearl-clutching and pill-pushing Karens that run many of America's schools? And if so, are you infuriated with that tyrannical nonsense? Well, if so, you're not alone. Other parents are tired of the school mask mandates, tired of the school shutdowns, and tired of the feckless bureaucrats running the school boards. And one such parent is Jeff Perrine, California dad who's had it with the Lincoln, California school system and whose epic confrontation with the Lincoln, California school board just went viral. Watch.
My name is Jeff Perrine. I'm a resident. I lived in the Rockland area for 7 years. I thought this was a conservative area. When I see members of the board of the school that are in control of our children the way they think, I'm disgusted. This is exactly why my kids are at home, homeschooled, staying away from people like you. They want to poison their minds and think that there's something they should fear. You guys are like the boogeyman. You're creating hysteria, and you're creating a generation of children with social anxiety. You're going to create an entire generation of pill-popping chums, and this is going to be dirty. Because they have no idea what other people's faces and smiles look like. They're going to grow up in a world of angry, bitter people, pissed-off citizens who have no idea. This mouth plays a major role in nonverbal communication. I've taken psychology classes. I went through the indoctrination camps. I got my bachelor's degree from Sac State, a
okay? I went to Sierra College. I made it through. And you know what? I learned. Because there are people who will stand up for the kids, and there's people like you, people that pretend like to stand up for the kids because you want the paycheck, you want the cool name.
You're president.
Well, I'm president too, bro. We're both the president of the group. Congratulations. But I stand up for the kids. That's the difference. I stand up for the kids in the community. I put my life on the line for these kids. I stand up for everybody's kids in all of the communities. You understand? I don't do it on a 9-to-5 basis. I do it Monday through Sunday, 12 to 12.
He's a cop.
And later he goes.
He's a cop, and he's pretty cool. Okay.
Down to other levels. We had Dr. Pierre.
This has received your tax dollars, your viewers' tax dollars over the years. That email says, virus looks engineered, virus not consistent with evolutionary theory. That prompts Dr. Fauci to organize a conference call the very next day. He goes into full tilt, cover his backside mode. Conference call the next day. Fauci, Collins, 11 virologists are on that call. That call, we now have the unredacted emails resulting from that call where they say, I don't know how this happened in nature. This looks like it came from a lab. So that's the sentiment on the call. But all that changes after the phone call. In fact, the very guy who said, I don't know how this doesn't how this could happen in nature, he then writes an article. Bob Gary writes an article in Nature Medicine Publication, writes the article that says it didn't come. Him and four others write an article saying it didn't come from the lab. But here's the interesting thing we just learned today. A few weeks after that publication, a few weeks later, Dr. Gary and Dr. Anderson, those two individuals I just mentioned, they get a $9 million grant from Dr. Fauci. Wonder if that had any impact on how rapidly they changed their position. Yep. So that's what we got to get to the bottom of. And if we're fortunate enough to win back the majority, we will be asking these individuals to come in and give us answers to important questions that the American people need to know.
I really hope you do, because these emails reveal...
What's that, Joe?
Not you, Jordan. It sounded like Jim Jordan to me.
It was. It was Jim.
He's not going to do it.
Well, he can do only what he can do, but he gets in their face, and when he gets in their fights with the Democrats, I don't see anybody else doing it.
He does it. Rand Paul does it. Some other people probably from the Freedom Caucus, but it's all political theater.
Well, it could be.
I'm fed up with Jordan. Jordan had Fauci on the ropes. He had him. And he said to Fauci, what do we have to do to get to the end of this? And then he tap danced around, but Jordan didn't follow up on the question. He could have followed up and knocked him out. He's a former prosecutor. He should know what he's doing. It's all political theater. I don't trust one single fuck in Congress.
Well, they were talking about this email, and they got him in the lie. They got him. They got him cold to hell, and he just denied the hell out of it. That's not what it really means. Oh God!
If you and I were living close together, I would bet you $20 that nothing would happen to Fauci.
I bet if a Republican gets in there and we take over both houses, I bet you they fire his ass.
I bet you $40 on that.
You don't think they will?
No.
Oh, bullshit. I think
he's been around 40 years. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's gone. Gone. He's gone, baby. I'm telling you, he's gone.
Feel something, but so do all his other comments and remarks throughout this pandemic. He seems far too concerned with protecting China instead of getting to the truth about the origins of COVID. And it's just really disturbing. As an American patriot, I just don't understand where this man's loyalties lie. I want to show you this clip here. This is Rand Paul questioning Dr. Fauci yesterday at that hearing with all those fireworks. Take a listen.
In an email exchange with Dr. Collins, you conspire, and I quote here directly from the email, to create a quick and devastating published takedown of three prominent epidemiologists. Do you really think it's appropriate to use your $420,000 salary to attack scientists that disagree with you?
I think in usual fashion, Senator, you are distorting everything about me. As usual, Senator, you are incorrect almost everything you
said. Well, no, you deny, right. But the emails tell the truth of this.
No.
Congressman, this is one of the most disturbing things. I'm so glad we played this clip for you, because it's not just that he was smearing, trying to smear people who disagreed with him, but this went all the way down to other levels. We had Dr. Pierre Corey. I mean, we just saw the weaponization of medical licensing. Anyone who disagreed with Dr. Fauci, somehow he was able to communicate all the way down to the hospital level.
Yeah. But this young lady's perking me up a little bit, because she's cute.
That doctors who disagreed, their reputations were ruined, and even their licenses were threatened to be revoked.
Rachel, this is today's left. Today's left says, if you don't agree with me, you're not allowed to talk. And if you try, we're going to call you names and we're going to try to cancel you. Dr. Fauci's, in effect, doing the same thing. Here's the key takeaway for me. This is why Senator Paul is so right. Tell me what they've been right about. Tell me what Dr. Fauci's been right about. Yeah. They said it didn't come from a lab. They said it wasn't gain-of-function research. They told us mask work. They told it was only going to be 15 days to slow the spread. They told us the vaccinated can't get the virus. They told us the vaccinated can't transmit the virus. They told us that there would never be a mandate. Joe Biden said we have a federal plan. There's like nine lies right there, nine things they've been wrong about. So I'm to the point now where why would you believe anything Dr. Fauci says? And I think that's the premise of Senator Paul's questioning. And what does Dr. Fauci do? He gets mad and attacks Rand Paul, just like he did anyone else. He changes people's mind because he's had this power. You saw this is what he did with Dr. Gary and Dr. Anderson, who initially said this thing came from a lab. Suddenly they changed, because it seems to me the most likely explanation for their change is they wanted the money. They wanted the $9 million grant that they had applied for. That is frightening if that's what actually took place. We don't know for sure, but that's what the evidence certainly suggests.
There you go. Joe, I know you disagree.
With what?
Everything he said.
Oh, no. I don't disagree with what.
I know.
What's his fate, Jordan says. I'm just saying he doesn't follow up in order to make sure to deliver the knockout punch so that we, as the American public, can get the final least irreducible answer. But he doesn't do it, and neither does Rand Paul.
Okay. All right.
I'm not saying he's a liar. I'm just saying, as a prosecutor, you've got to, when you got somebody on the ropes, you knock them out.
You got 5 minutes to knock them out.
5 minutes is all it takes.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have you in his corner, buddy. That's what was wrong.
He sure as hell didn't. And he didn't need me. He's a prosecutor. He just didn't do it.
Well, he would have danced away anyway.
Oh, well, you're right about that. I've never heard anybody dance so well.
he's better than he was a few months ago, right? He's better than he was, what, a year and a half ago.
That guy's better than Fred Astaire.
Well, get down. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, General Flynn confronts Lynn Wood. I didn't hear that.
No shit. Really?
Yeah, let me see if this little lady is going to play any of it. Hold on.
Okay.
And we'll see.
They've been putting that out for a couple months.
They had
couple
been.
Months. It says January 13th published. You sure?
Yeah. I heard it 2 months ago.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to my channel. Okay.
Listen to this, Daniel. Tell me if it's old.
I recently posted a video about Lynn Wood airing all of his battles with General Mike Flynn. One could say drama. I used that word quite a few times previously. I don't mean to offend anyone by calling all of this drama, because it is very important.
She's a cute little lady.
What is that offend?
Stuff, you know, we need to know we can trust our politicians, that, you know, some of us are putting some faith, some hope, finances. Some people donate to these folks. We need to know who we are supporting, right? So
yeah, I haven't heard her. So
through what Lynn Wood was saying about all of this, his first response, Lynn was the first one to speak up on all of this and share some text messages that General Flynn sent to Lynn Wood. So if you haven't seen that, please go watch that video first, because
that's what you saw, Danny.
It is a bit of a longer video, that last one I made. So, you know, go grab a snack. Get yourself a cup of coffee, a glass of wine, maybe a beer, who knows. Sit back and listen to all of that unfold. So this is in response to that one. It's like a part two because this is what General Flynn then went to Telegram and posted. He's only made one post on it.
Hold on.
Make it right at all, but join the club. That's what the psychos we deal with do. They threaten us because they fear us.
I don't know what's going on with Lynn Wood and General Flynn, and I thought she had a tape.
Yeah, and see, that's just it, Donnie. What I heard was pretty much exactly what she was saying, but coming from somebody else.
Oh, I get
it. It was like the you know, they're in a fight, like a husband and a wife, and you know, this one said something about this one in a Telegram message or something like that, but they never said what it was. I never could find anything.
Uh-huh.
It's like it's misinformation almost, you know?
Right. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry, Dan.
No. Go ahead. I was done.
I was about to say, it's probably from the alt-left, the liberals, who were trying
to
supply misinformation. And insinuate there's a big battle going on within the Trump supporter team. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And if it was big enough, by God, it would have been on the mainstream news. You know,
absolutely.
Anything they can get against, you know, Trump and his allies, and you know, nothing was. I never tried to even look anything up because I said to myself, "This is misinformation." You know.
Mm-hmm.
They're just lying.
Yeah.
You know, what just reminded me. Has anybody heard about Eva Lynn Wood? Probably not. But also Sidney Powell in the last few months? I haven't heard a thing about her.
No, I haven't
either.
She was interviewed, and I had it, and I lost it somewhere. I don't know where it is. And I can't remember if it was Newsmax. I just don't remember.
Was it a recent one, Danny?
Yeah, it was recent. Last month. I think it was in December.
In
November.
It, yeah.
I did listen to it, but...
Do you remember any of it?
No.
No? Okay.
No, they didn't really get into, you know, everything she was kind of asked. She said, well, I can't get into that.
No,
you know, I can't talk about this. And so
I'm sure we all heard about the lawsuit that she's, you know, a victim of. I think it's, what, the $30 million, $300 million, something like that?
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah.
See, that's what happens.
Is that the one with all the states, or which one are you talking about?
No, it's the one with Dominion, how they've said that, you know, that she's defaming them, plus Smartmatic was the software that was being used, all that good shit.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And the other day I was
still
Donald Trump was asked what he would do differently.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Well, there's a few things I'd do differently." And one of them, I want to ask every one of them where they got their money, how they got their money. He said, "Because you can add up everything now." Everything Nancy's got, it won't come up to how much money her and her husband have. And I just would like to know where she gets her money.
Unfortunately,
he said, there's also Turtle. Well, he didn't call him Turtle, but I did.
Oh, everybody does.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, who said it the other night that, God, it just left my head. Hang on.
You're getting to be like us, Daniel.
kidding.
Somebody said the other night, you know, one of the new things going forward that we need to do are to ban what are they called? The people that come in and try to get money off of senators and stuff, or try to give them money. The lobbyists.
Uh-huh.
Lobbyists.
Oh my God. Ban lobbyists from, you know, speaking at least directly with these senators and representatives, because it's just nothing but greed comes out of it.
Well, Trump made them sign something about they can't be a lobbyist five years after they
Right. You can't go to K Street 5 years after they're out. So
yeah,
it sounds like a good idea, Daniel, but practically, yeah. But as a matter of, like, free speech and free association, no, it's not just the lobbyists. You know, if these politicians as well. I mean, if they offered you $1 million to do something that was seriously illegal, you wouldn't do it. And that's the responsibility that these goddamn congressmen have, too, to refuse.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
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 But, you know, they...
So go ahead, Donnie.
No, go ahead, brother.
Oh, I was just going to say, so basically instead of banning the practice, which probably does take away some constitutional liberty, would be to hold the representative or the senator or their bank account or something accountable.
Yeah. Yeah, because the reason
I'm saying
is because if you wanted to, if Donnie wanted to, myself, Bianchi, if we wanted to have a firm and we wanted to have a meeting with the senator, then people would say, no, you can't because you'd be a lobbyist. And
right.
That wouldn't be fair to us.
But if you have money.
Oh, you can go anywhere you want.
Yeah, there you
right.
go, brother. Do whatever you want to do. Do
yeah.
anything.
They just have to be held accountable.
Well, I also want to hold the lobbyists accountable, too. If they intentionally are bribing these people, I don't care if it's subtly, I don't care if it's under the table, I don't care if it's smoke-filled rooms, I don't care if it's offering vacations with young girls on a Miami beach,
mm-hmm.
it's still a bribe. Those people should be held accountable as well. But, the, you know, just to...
Yeah.
To pass information...
Yeah.
So yeah, to pass information, you know, I can understand something like that, like a defense contractor,
yeah.
you know, speaking to the chairman of the defense, whatever committee. Mm. I can understand a firm coming in and telling them, look, man, you know,
yeah.
we've got to do this, or we need to do this to protect us, the United States of America. Yeah, that's great,
yeah.
but
yeah.
to give them $500,000 to
Hell
vote
no.
one way, and we know that's going on with all
Hell
of them.
Yeah.
So that has got to stop somehow.
Yeah,
that's with somebody.
Does. I'm gonna. We got 58 more minutes, guys. I'm gonna have to shut it down at midnight because
no problem, Donnie.
I gotta get some. I'm dying on a. But I love doing this. I love talking about this.
You know, I might join you tomorrow because last week you guys were talking politics more than just UAW. So if you do that again, I might join you.
Yeah, we got to come up with some things to do. Vote for president, vice president, and get behind them and really push. We'll see how it goes.
You know what the problem is, in my opinion? It's good that you got the direct vote, but we as Americans always had the direct vote to put these assholes in Congress, but we don't vet them properly enough.
Yeah, I need to get the truth. Yeah. Well, see, there's a couple times I didn't vet.
So,
and,
that's,
yeah.
So I'm saying that to say this. Even if you guys have the direct vote, if the rank and file fall into the same disease of voting the person who seems to be the slickest, then you've got the same shit all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And once you get like a representative in or a senator on the other side here, political side, you know, you say you vetted them, and it, at that time they were a patriot, they were for everything you believe, everything
right.
you could want.
Yeah.
But a year later, they're a totally different
That's
person.
Right.
We've got to have a way of following these people instead of everything being classified and,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
They need to come back to their constituents like in the old times, you know, and really work for their
yeah,
vote
hey,
and tell the constituents.
Yeah, we got to find out what the CIA. They're just as filthy as hell.
And yes, sir.
We got to take care of that. FBI sucks.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I remember back in the 60s. I mean, FBI agent. Yeah, I mean, you looked up to those guys.
Well, they, yeah.
Yeah, and trusted them.
But
yeah.
That's true. I mean, they had a very good image. That was because it was fostered by J. Edgar Hoover, and then we find out he was leading the COINTELPRO operation against Martin Luther King.
Yeah, he had, they had these hotels all locked
all
and loaded
and all that shit.
Bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they bugged the whole damn thing. John, that was Lyndon B. Johnson.
Now, that was a career politician. Now, you talk about a politician who knew all the ins and outs. And how he and Nixon. Nixon from the north and Johnson from the south.
Well, Johnson should have lost. He did lose until they had a recount. And all of a sudden, they found all these Johnson votes.
Huh.
Yeah, I forget. They call it something, Box 101 or something like that. Anyway, and they hated him in this town he was from, and he knocked out a donkey or a horse that was on the street. He just went up to it and just knocked the damn donkey down or a horse and knocked him out, yeah. And I can't think of his name, but he sure is. I can't think of his name, and it'll come to me probably tomorrow. Anyway, because I studied it pretty hard.
I thought that it's like that Lee Marvin movie where the guy that played linebacker for the Detroit Lions, I think.
Alex Karras.
Yeah, remember that movie where he goes up to the horse or the donkey?
Oh yeah, that wasn't Lee Marvin.
No, it wasn't Marvin.
Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles, you're right. Sorry.
Yeah.
And he knocks him out. No, that was the one with Lee Marvin in it.
No, Lee Marvin.
Blazing Saddles. Oh, okay.
No. No, you go back to your hash pen.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't even know what I was going to say now. It was something. Oh, yeah. They after Johnson died, everybody, even 10 years after, you know, he had a mistress that had she had his son.
Uh-huh.
And she was talking. Her last name was Brown, Madeline Brown.
Mm.
And the boy looked just like his daddy. I mean, just like it. And she was in Lyndon B. Johnson's office in Texas, and his sister was there, one of his sisters. And they went on and on how he looked just like LBJ. And she got him out of there. And he was coming after LBJ, and he wanted some of that LBJ money. After he died, you know.
Right.
And the mother was getting money for years after he died. He bought her house and car.
Whatever.
Yeah, for a long time. Then it just stopped. It just completely stopped. But the kid went in the Navy, and he was a lawyer. He got on, he was a lawyer. And when he wasn't out of the Navy because they kidnapped him, according to his mother.
Oh.
And, he's dead. They killed him. Because he was going to, he had a lawyer he was going to sue.
Oh.
To B. Johnson's estate. Madeline Brown. She was at the party. The night before Kennedy was killed, when LBJ walked in, he wasn't even supposed to be there. And he walked into, I can't think of the oil man's name. And they all went into another room.
Was it Hunt?
No, it wasn't Hunt. I think he was there, though. I know who you're talking about. Damn. Anyway, and... the head of the FBI, you said his name earlier.
Oh, Hoover?
Yeah, Hoover. He was there. they called him Bulldog. And go pick Bulldog up at the airport, and this guy did, and he brought him back. He said he didn't even tip me. Anyway, they all went in his room, and Johnson came out and told Madeline Brown, after tomorrow, I'll never have to worry about these goddamn Kennedys again. And she didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
And she didn't for the longest time. And then, you know, people started talking. And,
oh, God.
Man. She asked him, flat out asked him, did you have anything to do with this? And he said, don't worry about it. He's gone. He's dead.
Well, there's no love lost between those two.
No, they were investigating him pretty hard. And matter of fact, Baker, he was Johnson's right-hand man in the Senate. And he was Secretary of the Senate. And they were breaking down Baker, and he was spilling all the beans on Johnson.
Oh, yeah?
And the two Secret Service guys, one got called out, and he went out and found out Kennedy got shot, and he came back in, but they kept interrogating. They got all the information they could, but they knew they could never use it because of Johnson's the president.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
You know, I bet you there's been more political killings than the killings by the mob.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't doubt it.
Mm-hmm. Johnson used to beat up everybody.
Yeah. He intimidated the hell out of people. He just looked down on them. You know, he'd go to the bathroom, sit on the toilet with the door open, and have meetings in the bathroom?
He's a
sick. Yeah. He did. He's a roving cowboy boy.
He told Thurgood Marshall he wasn't going to get on the bench.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah.
Thurgood did get on the bench.
He did, but he told him he wasn't.
Oh, all right. So there was one instance where he failed.
I mean, I think sometimes, y'all, we talk about solutions, or we try to. You know, why can't we just go, y'all help me out here with what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Chime in anytime.
No, go ahead.
Take away the union of states, okay? Let's go back to states, just like we were when we were colonies, before we were the United States of or for America, whatever they say. Get your shit straight within your state. You know, let's make sure that we've got, you know, a good state set up, a good local set up. You know, us Alabamians, we just have to worry about Alabama. Michigans, y'all worry about Michigan, getting your shit straight like you want it. And then we can, you know, evolve as the United States once did, but hopefully with more checks and balances so we don't go back down the same road.
Well,
I mean, does that sound ridiculous?
No. Sounds like a good idea, except that people are corrupt.
Yeah.
And that ain't going to change, yeah.
No.
No, it isn't, unfortunately. And, you know, if people would vote and pay attention to what the hell they're voting for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be so nice, because you wouldn't need to talk about term limits. It wouldn't matter how many millions of dollars you had for a campaign. You didn't.
Yeah.
Hey, here you go. You got a little district. You got a district. Here's $1 million. That's all you can get. Period. Done. We catch
that's
you with any
good.
More, we'll impeach your ass.
Yeah.
Good. That's good.
You got
that's good.
Government schools teaching these young people to grow up to be dumb adults.
I know. I know. That's a bad thing. I think we were 44th place
in the world
in math, and farther down in science.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
He's damn dangerous. They think we're going to be, in math, we'll be almost 50. And he's a science that the people aren't even going to taking classes in science. They just not. And what they're taking, they're not learning what they should be learning.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a kid. It starts with the damn kids. And people are standing up finally, and I'm glad of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the school board the school board meeting is there. I like them. I like the fact that they stand up. I hope they actually lead to something that's, you know, that's contagious across the United States.
Yep. Isn't it just weird, though, guys, that just strange that these people, they all think alike, all these school board. You know, I'm looking at an old guy looked about my age at 66 years old, and he's up there, and he's going along with all this shit. I'm going, dude, I know damn well you didn't go through this. You didn't have
better.
Problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but he's right up there with this crap.
Well,
and I, dude.
That just goes to explain corruption. I've wondered, maybe you guys can help me out on this. I don't know which is more significant. Do you think that honest people go to Congress but get turned by the money, or do you think more dishonest people go to Congress to begin with?
I think, here's my opinion. I think they pick who they want and get behind them, and that's how they get in.
Well, yeah, I mean, that goes back to we elect who they select. Yeah,
well,
because the money, the machine and the money's behind, doesn't matter who's running. I mean, the machine, the money's behind them. But do you think that even though the money's behind them, that kind of implies, Donnie, that you believe that more dishonest people go to Congress as opposed to honest people who get, you know, who get corrupted.
Right.
I think that way.
Okay. I don't know which is which. Probably the corrupted people get in there.
I think it's both. I think, you know, they go up to Joe Blow and say, hey, you know, you're a lawyer. You've got, you know, a clean record and everything. We're going to back you. But when we back you, you're going to do what we want you to do.
I think you're right, but I don't know if they possibly later, but I don't know if they do it that up front.
No, I don't either. Yeah, I don't know. But, boy, they sure turn real quick.
Whew.
Look
real
at AOC.
Quick.
Look at AOC. She promised all this crap, and she voted present. She wouldn't even vote against it.
Yeah. I loved it when I read that she, I didn't see it, but I loved it when I read that she walked out of there after the vote crying because she was manipulated.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, she got all pissed off because she didn't get anything she thought she was getting.
That's right.
She didn't like that too well. Somebody just sent me this Nancy Pelosi's strange response to insider trading question. It's,
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Who is it? This is Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan Experience.
People did you see Nancy Pelosi defend insider trading?
Just about that.
What'd you say? I don't know, guys. I'm doing great at it. You guys should try it.
A bunch of people were freaking out about it. I think it was Crystal and Sagar. We're doing. I didn't watch it, but I did see the headline. That she apparently
it's incredible. You have to watch
it.
It's like
she's
when
she's just bypassing all the laws to make hella cash.
She looks so guilty. It's like when they tell Robert Durst that they know that he did it, and he like starts burping.
What? Think about how much money she's worth. She makes like how much a year? How much does she make a year?
She just funnels it to her husband. Like, no, he made the money, not me technically.
Well, how much money does she make a year?
From being a congresswoman or overall?
From being
stuff she's getting now or stuff she's putting away somewhere where no one can see it?
She's the Speaker of the House, right?
Oh, you mean salary?
Probably like a $200,000 job, right?
She's a big wig.
$600,000. Just on Speaker of the House money, you're saying?
No, I don't think it's that money. Fauci's the highest paid government employee.
$223,000.
Yeah. And Fauci is slightly less than $500,000.
Wow.
$420,000.
Yeah, they got to make their money on the side.
But Fauci's like the highest paid government employee. I think Fauci might even be
I think more than the president.
No, I think the president makes a little more than that.
Presidents make $400,000.
I don't think so.
They start paying them more. They get better people.
Yeah.
Make them like a $10 million job.
They make their money when they get out.
Cuban might do it.
Yeah.
But it is, it's like an investment. If you get out, you will have money for speaking engagements.
Yeah.
With all the companies that you helped, all right. The companies that you like, hey, I like you. I like you.
Yeah.
Let's hang out. Let's party.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're like, hey, Mike, the former president, we'd love to have you come speak at our conference, and we're willing to pay you $500,000. So there's these, like, weird bribes.
Yeah. When? But I'm in office right now. It's right after you get out. It's not that.
It's kind of genius. It's a genius con game. What it is like a virus finds its way through the system.
And they never tell on each other.
Yeah.
The left and the right side. Just like, no, we're all in that game.
Yeah, that's the game of making
it.
Big money after you quit. And then you can also sell books. If you're a president and you write a book, that book is selling.
For sure. Do you remember when the UFC paid $8,800? They paid $8,000 to lose a fight, another $8,000 to win.
I think there's still times. Like, what is the entry level fight pay?
Can't still be $8,800.
Might be $10,000 and $10,000. But
regardless,
these are like beginning fighters.
Do you remember that happened? What did the fighters then do? Did they accept just that salary?
Right.
Or they went out and got it another way. That's what the fucking Congress is doing. Just the getting paid.
Well, sort of, except the Congress people in doing that, they're playing a game that's illegal to play.
Yeah.
If you're not, like, if you know, that's how they put Martha Stewart away, isn't it?
What?
Wasn't it insider trading?
Yeah.
So what is insider trading? It's like you know something, and because you know something, you can't make a move on the market because you have inside information. Is that exactly what it is?
Dude, I told everybody, yes, that's exactly right. Because you're on the know, so of course you would buy all the stocks and rig the system.
Is that the most tempting, like, illegal thing to do ever?
Yeah.
Dude, I tell my
partner. If you fucking know something's about to happen, let's hear what she says.
She looks like a vampire.
Yeah, she's always looked that way, too.
What is the question? Hold on, I can't hear the question.
Back, sorry.
Pause. Hold on. You can tell when she goes for a drink, she's like, oh, I'm going to be talking for a while.
I knew this was going to come up. I'm going to talk for a while.
Sip of water from a professional speaker who's definitely hydrated enough for the day.
She's shaking. It's like right there, like, oh, boy. Okay.
Let me hear this. Give me some volume.
Okay, as loud as I can
do. Okay, go ahead.
And the tea flick.
And secondly, you should members of Congress and their spouses be banned from trading individual stocks while serving in Congress.
No, I don't know to the second one.
What?
We have a responsibility to report in the stock, on the stock, but I'm not familiar with that 5-month review, but if people aren't reporting, they should be. Because this is a free market and we are a free market economy, they should be able to participate in that.
She's telling why her husband should be able to invest in stuff that she knows about.
Have you ever seen a person look more nervous?
Yeah.
It was the long sip, the gulp afterwards, and the immediate shake. Go back to second 10. As soon as he starts.
She also licks her teeth before taking the sip.
Okay.
I'm wondering if you have any reaction to that. And secondly, should members of Congress and their spouses be banned from trading individual stocks while serving in Congress?
No, I don't know to the second one.
Really?
We have a responsibility to report on the stock, but I'm not familiar with that 5-month review, but if people aren't reporting, they should be.
Look at her eyes.
Because this is a free market and we are a free market economy. They should be able to participate and
make the rules.
She already thinks what she's doing is completely right. She's like, no, we're making this. How we make cash?
I don't
fuck
think
off.
So.
Oh, no way.
Man.
We're doing
I think that's why she gave such a simplistic answer. She's giving this very simplistic, almost vague answer. Because should you be allowed to participate in the stock market when you're influencing the direction of the stock, or when you know which direction something's going to go in, or when you're going to pass a law that's going to benefit these businesses that's going to force the stock to go up, and you know that, so you invest a shit ton of money before it happens. That seems like
no one
else
is allowed to do that.
That seems like it's a problem.
Yeah.
That seems like, now why is that not a problem?
Here's
because
why
we're
the problem.
Fucking co-opted.
Because I would also abuse it.
It's like the coach of
a team.
Not, you know? Of course they would.
What I was saying earlier, it's like the most tempting thing to do
illegally. You wouldn't do it. The rest of us would do it.
Like, we found out Pete Rose was betting on and against his teams when he was playing for the team. That's sort of the same thing.
Well, the against, for
the
sure.
The against is the problem.
The against is the problem. If you're betting on your team, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, good.
I agree
you should
with
bet
that.
On your team.
Wow. Anyway.
If you're betting on your team, then there shouldn't have been any problem. But if he's betting against your team? Mm.
Yeah. Well, he says he didn't bet against his team. He always bet, if he bet on his team, he bet for the win. W-I-N.
Well, you know, that still damaged P. Rose's record. He was definitely a first-round Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yep. I can't take anything away from him.
Yeah.
He was a player.
Anything happened to, who was the quarterback? Oh, shit. Oh, God. Fuck it. Never mind. Don't rely on my memory.
Well, we try to rely on Pianchi's, but he ain't chiming in helping.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
I'm listening.
Oh, sure. You're eating. I know exactly what you're doing.
Well, I had to go get a snack.
Oh, of course you did.
You burn up a lot of energy in the first few minutes with you.
Oh, I know.
How are you feeling, Don?
Oh, like crap. But we're going to make it.
You sound much better.
Yeah,
you are. Yeah, I am.
Well, that girl came on, so he felt a little better.
Well, she was cute. I even let that play a little longer than I should have. Damn girl's cute. Oh, by the way, Pianchi, your girl has got Judge Jean has got a promotion.
What's she up to now?
He is 5 days a week on the Five.
What's that?
And
that's
good. I like Five myself. And she is going to be on the Five starting, well, she's been on it, actually. But they made it official.
Is that similar to The View?
What's that?
Is that similar to The View?
It's a round table, but it's, you know, they got Rivera. You got him, man, and he's about as liberal as you can get. He really is.
Yeah.
And I've seen some huge fights. And I can't think of his name, but he was this big guy. He was on it, and he got fired for saying the F word, dropping the F bombs. He got so pissed off. He was a liberal, and he just couldn't contain himself anymore. So he went to CNN, and he couldn't contain himself. So they fired him there.
Huh?
Yeah, he's retired.
I don't know if he's a retired lawyer, but he was a lawyer, and Judge Perrine, of course, was in the legal. Is this nothing but a panel of judges and lawyers?
No.
Jesse Waters, Greg Gutfeld.
No. Yeah, Jesse Waters, Perino,
Dana Perino.
I've heard that name.
Yeah, well, she was the spokesperson for Bush.
Kimberly Guilfoyle used to be on it.
Yeah, and I guess engaged. They're engaged, by the way.
I remember Kimberly Guilfoyle was a looker. Isn't she a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. I think she's...
She was married to the governor of California, by the way.
That's where I got it from. Yeah.
Yeah, and they have a child. I don't know if it's his child, though.
Hmm.
But anyway, Donald Jr. and Kimberly are going to be getting married.
Wow, okay.
Oh, he's up for shit.
Well, you know, what can you say?
Yeah.
What can you say? We just go along with the news, buddy. I don't.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wish him luck, but okay.
Yeah, sure.
Like that, what was the name of that chick? I think her last name was King. And what she did, she attached herself to about two or three basketball players, told them that she was a Harvard graduate as a financial analyst,
mm-hmm.
and took them all for their money.
Took all their money, huh?
Yeah.
You know what? I feel sorry for a lot of, there's a lot of actors and actresses,
yeah.
you know, same thing. I do feel sorry for them because, you know, you put trust in somebody,
yep.
and then you wake up one day and you're broke in hell.
That's right. That's right. She was dating Rod. The guy from the Bullets. He was with
the
George.
Bullets.
He was with the Bullets. Not the Bullets. The Bulls. The Bullets was Baltimore.
I don't think there is a Bullets team, Washington Bullets, anymore. I don't think that.
It used to be the Baltimore Bullets, I believe.
No, they're Washington Bullets. Baltimore never had an NBA game team.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
Boston? No.
I think they did. I think the guy from there.
It was before I was born then.
No,
maybe
no, no.
Did.
It was when. No, and they forgot the guys. Huh?
Baltimore didn't have an NBA team.
I believe so, but all right. But the thing is that no, I
get along.
Oh, fuck me.
Go ahead, Joe.
No, I forgot what I was saying. Fuck. God damn.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, you feel better?
Never get, when I think it's dull, you come back with something, Joe.
You
ain't lying. Y'all, Yunkin took over in Virginia today. I think it was today. Today.
Yeah, I heard his speech.
Was it good? Did he change anything?
It wasn't too bad.
If he's the guy I'm thinking of, didn't he ban critical race theory in the mandates?
Yeah, he said he was going to do that.
I think, did he do it already? Okay. Yeah, no, it was Baltimore. See, now, if I was at my PC, I'm pretty sure it was the Baltimore Bullets. And they had the one of the star... point guards went to the Knicks, and then he and now that name escaped me. I got him right on my sight. Fraser, Walt Fraser. Walt Fraser and the guy made the backup duo.
Well, that's a long time.
Yeah, that's back in
Frazier.
The 70s.
Walt Fraser, that's a name from the past. New York Knicks.
Yeah.
Great basketball player. I'm going to tell him what you said, Cinnamon.
What I say, Cinnamon?
she said, we need some focus factor or whatever in the hell.
For me?
For memory,
right.
Both of us. She was outside with the dog, and she said, all I could hear was, I don't know the guy's name.
Yeah.
No, Joe, I don't know this.
I know.
Yeah.
Frustrating. You know, it's frustrating when it's right on the tip of your tongue and you're about to say it and all of a sudden it just goes away.
Yeah, I know. I know. Oh, man. The Democrat that's running against DeSantis in New York, comparing him to Hitler.
Oh, I heard about that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What a... this broad.
Hey, Daniel, can you do me a favor? Because you're probably at your computer.
Yeah.
Just put in Walt Frazier in Google and back up back.
Was it your point guard?
Yeah, point guard duo.
All right. Okay, let's see.
And it'll pop up.
Walt Frazier.
Now you get Frazier down. Walt. Frazier is down.
You're not joking.
Down gold Frazier.
Yeah.
Yeah,
down
that's
gold
it.
Frazier.
I'm not talking about Foreman.
Foreman?
George Foreman, not
Muhammad Ali.
Gold Frazier. Yeah.
You want to know who he played with?
Yeah. Oh,
see it now.
In the backcourt. Backcourt duo, yeah.
Okay.
To
I told the guy Friday.
I'll remember.
He's with the Gun Group. I told him, I said, what you need to start, you might think about doing when you bring people in, attracting new people to get involved with the Second Amendment, start making those targets look like something other than human beings. Maybe apples or oranges or something until they get over it.
How about Vernon Earl Monroe?
Earl Monroe, Baltimore Bullets, right?
Earl
the Pearl.
Washington Bullets.
Baltimore Bullets,
brother.
Oh, good Lord.
Where he and Wes Unseld became a formidable duo.
Wes Unseld.
And then they teamed up with Walt Frazier to form the most effective backcourt combinations of all
time.
Right.
Boy,
they
were
good. You remember that? They were good.
And Wes Unseld, he didn't go to the Knicks. He stayed with Baltimore. Yeah. So it was Earl the Pearl Monroe and he and Frazier, right. Yeah. Good. Thanks, because I just didn't want my memory.
No
problem,
yeah.
I didn't want me to think my memory.
Cinnamon,
was
you,
wrong.
You can jump in now.
Yep.
Go ahead, Cinnamon.
No, I was just saying we should check into sponsorship from, like, Nareva or... Focus Factor, because, you know,
hey,
you guys can try the product. And
who asked
hey,
you?
Well, I do the same thing. I was going to come out and admit that I do the same damn thing.
Yeah,
and I work with younger people at work, and they'll look at me like, what in the heck?
You know what?
Your time's coming.
I took somebody recommended and gave me there were two different products that I had taken for memory that you take as a supplement. Didn't help.
Okay.
Did not help. I heard of Focus Factor, but I think that cost them like $70 a month or something like that.
Mm. Yeah, I looked at the Nareva, and I think it's like $40 a month, and it really doesn't have much more in it than the omega-3s.
A tragedy has been averted, by the way. Let me just break in real quick. Hostage drama ends, and all hostages are alive, and the dude is dead.
I didn't even hear about this one.
Oh, that's down in Texas, yeah. Synagogue.
Yeah, he went into a synagogue with a whole bunch of bombs and a knapsack. And right, they were doing service live.
Was
on
an
air.
Arab guy?
Yeah, he wanted his sister released from jail.
Oh.
Yeah, he was Allah.
She's in jail in Afghanistan.
Oh. I ask because they're the ones famous for having knapsacks on and doing suicide bombs.
Right. Yeah.
That's a lot more dangerous than somebody taking a rifle in there. Because this guy, all he had to do was put down the knapsack and boom.
Uh-huh. Well, I mentioned Judge Jeanine, and guess what? Somebody sent me a Judge Jeanine.
Finally tonight, you may have heard that I will be moving to the 5 on the Fox News channel. But you're not getting rid of me just yet. Next Saturday night will be a look back at the most memorable justice moments during my 11 years hosting this show right from here. Justice has been my passion. You were the ones who made it happen. You were the ones that made it the number one cable show for many years on Saturdays.
But I'm now moving to the 5, which is the number one show on all of cable news.
Yes, it
where
is.
Where you'll be able to see me 5 days a week.
Did you hear that, Bianchi?
I hope that you will join me Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. 5, which is the number one show on all of cable news, where you'll be able to see me 5 days a week.
There you go.
I'm happy to make this move, and I hope that you will join me Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. But before that, I'll be right back here next Saturday at 9 o'clock for my final show.
There you go, man. They're shaking it up and getting it down. Fox News, look out.
I never heard of the 5, and yet it's the number one show in the
country. Oh, it's good.
Huh?
I enjoy it. I do enjoy it. They debate. They actually debate.
Yeah, they recap the daily news and then put their take on it.
You're kind of low, Cinnamon.
What is that?
I got my old dying phone.
I can hear you good, honey. As long as I can hear you, Joe doesn't have to.
Okay,
oh, really, huh?
My buddy.
Yeah, you guys keep saying what? We can also get a hearing aid company to maybe sponsor us.
Okay, Cinnamon. All right.
Thank you, Cinnamon.
Two hearing aids.
She made that at me.
Oh, no. You got to hear it on TV.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, yeah.
My girl.
Yep. Throw you under the bus.
Well, that's okay. I'm used to it. I'm used to it. Boy, I tell you what. I heard that speech from Biden in Georgia. That was sad. I mean, he really does want to divide this country.
So the administration is also facing bipartisan criticism from lawmakers over what's going on with COVID, right? The testing, the empty shelves, all of them.
My man, Tim
and there's
Scott.
Been so much money, $5 trillion. Has gone to COVID relief and are doing everything possible to make us, to put us in the best possible position to manage this COVID crisis. $73 billion, just a piece of that, was allocated in the past 2 years on testing and on preparation for having the tests that we need. Joining me now, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. He sits on the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. Senator Scott, it's always good to have you with us, sir. Thank you very much.
She did say we spent $5 trillion, right? Didn't I hear her just say that?
I wasn't sure. I didn't quite hear if it was trillion, probably.
Best possible
position to manage this COVID crisis. $73 billion, just a piece of that, was allocated in the past 2 years on testing and on preparation for having the tests that we need. Joining me now, COVID relief and are doing everything possible to make us, to put us in the best possible position to manage this COVID crisis. $73 billion from lawmakers over what's going on with COVID, right? The testing, the empty shelves, all of this. And there's been so much money, $5 trillion has gone to COVID relief and are doing everything possible to make us, to put us in the best possible position to manage this COVID crisis. Joining me now, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. He sits on the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. Senator Scott, it's always good to have you with us, sir. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Martha. Good to be with you.
You know, I think this is what really makes people wonder when they look at the money, and these are all taxpayer dollars. So this is an agreement on the part of the people of America and Congress to say, okay, really bad situation. Let's throw $5 trillion at this situation. And now they can't find a test, and the doctor says, you know what, I don't have those treatments. Sorry, don't have them. What's going on?
Yeah, there's no doubt that this administration has mishandled COVID and the response to COVID.
Oh,
think about this. We started this last year off, this administration, with a $1.9 trillion supposed COVID spending with only 1% for vaccines and less than 10% for COVID-related health. In other words, they spent $1.7 trillion overheating this economy, leading to inflation that feels like a tax increase and is a pay cut. Those are the results of this administration's mishandling of the economy and the COVID challenges that you listened to the hearing just yesterday with Dr. Walensky and Dr. Fauci. The one thing you walked away with is an oxymoron is CDC guidance. It is implausible that we don't have kids going back to school, and yet we have the Chicago's Teachers Union speaking to the mayor and calling her relentlessly stupid because she wants kids in the classroom. This is a fundamental mishandling of our economy, of education, and the things that parents care about the most.
Yeah.
You know, and if you look at what's been going on and you follow what's happened in South Africa, then you follow the UK, it isn't as if this should have been a huge surprise that this Omicron was really fast, quickly transmitted. Here's Dr. Robert Redfield talking about what's going on with these antivirals. We're the United States of America. We ought to be able to make these things readily available to doctors and people in the early stages so that they don't even end up in the hospital.
That's right.
The second thing that's really a failure, in my view, is there needs to be an Operation Warp Speed-like mindset to developing antivirals, not just two antivirals from Pfizer and Merck, but we need a whole portfolio of antivirals that can really begin to put this pandemic back in its place.
The White House is ramping up their orders for these now, Senator Scott. What do you think?
Well, it's really late in the game. Bottom line is this, that we had an opportunity to handle this crisis at the beginning in 2021 under this administration. Remember, President Biden came in the office promising us a unified country, but looking at what he's doing with voting, he's trying to divide our country. He said he would handle the COVID relief. Things would get better, not worse. More deaths in 2021 than 2020. Here's what we understand as the American people. We're losing confidence in what he says because what he wants us to do is deny what we see and believe what he says. And when you spend trillions of dollars fighting and combating COVID and you can't find tests, kids can't go back to school, virtual education seems elusive, if not impossible, single mom, we should start asking ourselves, is it time for change in leadership? And that answer is yes.
So I want to ask you about a different topic here, because we saw President Biden talking about voting rights and the legislation that he really wants to push through. As you heard me talking about a moment ago with your colleague, Senator Thune, he basically said that anybody who's not on board with this is equivalent of Bull Connor or Jefferson Davis. He also talked about getting arrested. And this is a reference he's made before during civil rights activity. Watch this.
I did not walk in the shoes of generations of students who walked these grounds, but I walked other grounds because I'm so damn old I was there as well. You think I'm kidding, man? Seems like yesterday the first time I got arrested. Anyway.
He stopped himself.
What do you think about that, Senator?
He
said I'm not supposed to talk about that.
And the importance of the civil rights movement can never be overstated. The fact that we have a president of these United States looking for a way to get laughed at a rally around lying to people about voting is just hard to digest. But as a Southerner, I'm offended. I'm insulted that he refuses to recognize the tremendous progress made by Americans, not by Republicans or Democrats, not by black folks or white folks, by Americans coming together to fight for the rights of every single man, woman to vote. How he missed the opportunity to shine the bright light on progress and instead use something that has been proven to be untrue time and time again, his being arrested, it's just offensive to me as a Southerner, but more importantly, it's offensive to me as an American. We fought too hard, too long for the progress that he is denying.
I just have a couple quick seconds, but I want to ask you one more thing, because Senator McConnell said today, you know, you need it really struck me, you need a driver's license and a vax card to go anywhere today. Does it suppress the vote in this country to ask people to show identification?
Unequivocally, no. That's the short answer. But remember this, Martha. African Americans, Hispanics, and the majority population in this country all agree with voter ID at the ballot box. I'm giving a speech tomorrow because I'm so offended by what this president has said. We need to address point by point the fallacies of his speech and celebrate the progress of the greatest nation on God's green earth.
Senator Tim Scott, thank you. Always good to see you, sir. Thanks for being here.
You know, that's a good point, that they don't, and I couldn't figure out why it was making me, you know, it was making me mad. They haven't pointed out that, yeah, we've come a long way. We still have a ways to go. But they're making it seem like we haven't done anything, that we haven't made any progress.
Well, Senator, Biden didn't march in no damn civil rights marches, as he tried to proclaim.
That's right.
The first thing. You get in front of a bunch of crowd of blacks, you can bamboozle them on anything, seemingly now. Another point. What was going on in the South was not going on in other parts of the country to that extent. I ain't never had any problem going voting. So that was in the South. I got in an argument with a guy today, and we were supposed to be talking about the discussion on the voters' right bill, which I said it was a fraud. But not only did I say it was a fraud, Dorothy Tillman in Chicago, who worked on Harold Washington's election, who worked with Martin Luther King and Bevel, I can't think of his first name, another civil rights icon down in the South, she said it was a fraud. I guess she would know.
Yes.
And the whoever the announcer was, the commentator, she asked the right question. If having a photo ID, is that voter suppression? Because if you can get a vaccine passport and you need a photo ID for just about everything in America, how can that be voter suppression?
Well, in Georgia, you need more stringent ID to cash a lotto ticket than to vote.
There you go.
Jeez. But they made people look.
I just got to ask.
Go ahead.
In other states, when you sign up for your driver's license, when you turn 18, they automatically sign you up for your voter registration. They ask you, you know, do you want to be Republican, Democrat, or Independent? And it's just an automatic thing. So I don't know how they do it in other states, though.
No, Simon, in the hood, as soon as you start teething, they sign you up to vote.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
And see, the 1965 Voters' Rights Act had nothing to do about voting. Nothing. It was about registration. Black males had the right to vote before white females. Then the 15th Amendment came along, made it possible for all females to vote. So that's a fallacy. And what happened in small towns, they was wrong, apparently, and it should have been straightened out.
But hell,
they came up with this. The 65 Voters' Rights Act required stringent rules for a handful of states, those being Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Virginia, and even Alaska, and New York, too, by the way. Then you had counties in Arizona, Hawaii, and Idaho.
Be damn.
And that was it. And it required what they was calling pre-clearance. In other words, if your polling place open up normally at 6 and you wanted to change it to 7, you had to get pre-clearance from the Justice Department. If your polling place was across the street on the west side and you wanted to put it on the other side of the street on the east side, you had to get pre-clearance from the Justice Department. Well, back in them days in 1965, whatever year it was.
65.
Now those demographics have changed in those areas, where many of them, they all majority black. And you have black elected officials. So you mean to tell me you need to keep that section of the 1965 Voters' Rights Act, I think it's Section 4, in place? Robert said no. Things have changed. So you're going to say blacks are discriminating against themselves? When they draw redistricting, you have members from both parties that's on that committee.
That's right. Yeah.
And I've seen in some black areas, especially where blacks move in the white area. You come down, you start at the intersection, go down the street. On the left side, you may have two black families. Across the street, you may have another black family. Back over on the left side, you have another black family. Across the street, you may have two or three black families and white families in between. Well, when they draw the line, the Democrats, they draw the line to include all the black families. It's like a jigsaw puzzle, like a snake.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
I've seen some districting maps that are just crazy.
Yeah, that's how they commit gerrymandering, yeah.
Uh-huh. And both parties do
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they get caught, usually, and go to court, and court tells them you can't do that.
Well, I hear you say that both parties do it, but that's another thing about me. I have only seen it done with Democrats, maybe because I'm so familiar with those areas, or have surrounded by those areas where I grew up.
Didn't the Democrats go to win a court battle over gerrymandering just a few months ago, last year?
There's no telling. They have the American Civil Liberty Union. They got three things. You got the fracking. You got packing, and you got gerrymandering. It's three things that they make an issue with. Packing is when you try to pack blacks in one area. Like I made mention, which you have on this street, you have black and white households. Then you have blacks seemingly all together. Uh-huh. What do they call that? Packing.
Okay.
And fracking, I think, is when they break it. You know, they used to do blockbusting. You know how they do that, didn't you?
No.
Some black person to move on the block. Then the realtors go around to the white and say, man, you better sell your house. Well, yeah, I'm going to sell it. I got it up for sale for $75,000. They say, look, I'll give you $35,000 now, but if you keep on, it may only be worth $25,000. Shoot, them white folks sell that house for that $35,000 and be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then turn around and sell it for a black household for about $85,000 or $90,000.
Yeah. That happened in New York. As a matter of fact, Trump's father was involved with a lot of that. Let me get to John Doe on here. John Doe.
Yes, sir, indeedy.
All right.
Hey, John Doe.
Come again.
How you doing, John Doe?
Doing fine. Now I'm getting wound up.
You're a little bit wound up.
Well, when I tell it, I try to tell it as plain and clear as I possibly can, John Doe.
Well, you do a fine job. You and Joe both.
Yeah, thanks, God.
Yeah, well, some people like me, I don't understand half the things they say. I, honest to God, I'm going, what did I just say? But you two come out, boom, here it is. Either you like it, you don't. Tough. Look it up.
You allow people to speak. I wish other talk show hosts would know how to do that. It's kind of frustrating when you actually just want to present a point of view which is different than theirs, and they don't want to listen to it.
Right.
Yeah, they talk all over you when you be trying to talk, too, don't they, Joe?
Ooh.
Yeah.
They don't want people to hear what you're saying. That's what it is.
That's right. Well, they don't want to hear it either. There's a couple of shows that are very good. This is one of them which, people are allowed to talk. Freedomize is a good one. With the female host. And let me see, any others? There's a couple more. But
Joe Gibson's pretty good.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, on I can't think of the name of his show.
No, I know what show it is. Whichever way it's in, has that in the title. Has Gibson in the title, too.
I think it depends on the host. each show is different, and whether they like you, the people you guys are saying that they're good shows, that's because they like you well enough to let you speak, but they shut a lot of other people down, because I hear, when I'm listening, I like to hear all sides, and I don't know any host that lets all sides totally go like Donnie does.
Well, Joe does. When he hosts, he does, and he lets Nazis on and lets them take over the show.
Well, not take over the show.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
No. Well, it's the same gonna. And like I said, after that, it's gonna be the same rule when I host again.
Well, give me five reasons.
You know that too. Give me five names.
Oh,
that reminds me. Is it too late to call Kathy Denny?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What is it, 11 here? I don't even know what time it is.
Yeah, it's 11. A little after 11.
Go outside the house and play some Twilight Zone music over loudspeakers.
You should have one of those Batman things in
the bat thing.
We need to get a searchlight and put a bat thing on the clouds.
The kind of noise assault your neighbors there, Pionki.
Hey, Cinnamon, I'm looking at a store where the shelves are empty from food, but they got plenty of Valentine's candy.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Ew.
Hey, are you guys experiencing that where you guys live? Because where I am is no problem.
Oh no, it's certain stuff. They're low on stock. They're
really
limiting certain things. Yeah, like okay, the paper towel and toilet paper is still stuck at. You can only buy two.
Two and two.
Peanut butter. You can only buy two. Same thing goes for eggs.
No shit.
Sugars, yeah. And I went to go buy, I buy like the frozen snacks when
right.
I come home from work. So I was thinking, I haven't had chicken tenders in a while. I'm going to grab chicken tenders. There was not a freaking chicken tender to find.
Mm.
Not even the store brand.
Mm.
I'm like, what the heck happened here?
We're suing them, by the way. We're suing them. We got a lawyer.
That's good.
Doing Kroger.
It's called a chicken tender case, right?
And Biden.
They say that's caused by all the people that's coming from the southern border, the southern hemisphere, because in their country, when they start having shortages, that's the first thing that people flock to the stores and grab is egg, milk, and toilet tissue.
Yeah.
Yep.
Remember 2 years ago when they were talking about the vaccine, when they first lied about the 14 days trying to get the hospitals down to a certain level. Then after that, then people started saying, oh, my God, we're going to have to wear masks and the vaccine and the vaccine is here. And the run on toilet paper, the first thing everybody went for was toilet paper.
Do you remember, I played the tape, of course you couldn't see it, but this man and woman had a U-Haul trailer. Backed up and bought all the toilet paper in the store. I mean, they had to put in with the fork trucks. So as soon as they got going and people were yelling at them and all kinds of crap. Oh, yeah. And
Remember, people were, anything that they thought people wanted and it was going to be short supply, people were going in and just buying the crap up and then selling it on Craigslist.
Yeah. That's what she was going to do, but then it got all turned around where this lady can poop for the next 50 years and still have toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oh, yeah, because the stores refuse to take it back.
Yeah,
so
store, yeah.
Yeah, it might be used.
Couldn't tell it.
Yeah, they did. She tried to take it back, and they said, hell no, baby, you got it. It's yours. We don't want it. We got another shipment coming in tonight.
Yep, and the Fed said, nope. He had a whole garage full. I mean, a two-car garage packed.
Yeah.
And they couldn't return any of it. Because
well, she was telling
no.
it. Yeah, she was selling it on eBay. I don't know how, isn't it $1 or $2 a roll or something?
$2 a roll, right?
One of the two brothers that got caught doing it, and they were selling their stuff, and they couldn't get rid of it, and they were starting to get scared because a lot of it was hand sanitizer, and they were down south somewhere, and they were just worried their garage was going to blow up because they couldn't. You can't resell it at all, even if you're reselling it at a loss, because the feds cracked down on them. So they couldn't sell it, they couldn't return it, so they ended up donating. They went around to hospitals and schools and churches with donating.
Well, people, moonshiners, instead of making liquor, they made hand sanitizers.
A lot of our microbreweries did the same thing.
Made 5-gallon. Take it to the fire department, police department. And that one cop said, I'm still going to bust you guys as soon as I find you're still.
Right.
Yeah. I said moonshiner. That moonshiner show, one of them were in jail for a year. They were visiting him, but he's still out there making moonshine.
Damn, they threw $5 trillion at COVID?
I cannot believe that. Well, that's huge money. $5 trillion.
They relied on that it was going to burn itself out. They didn't have to worry about it. They didn't have to make a plan. I'm just going to shove vaccinations down everybody's throat, and it's going to burn itself out.
Well,
they should have known. They should have known when they saw it in South Africa, when you saw it, Canada and Great Britain both started getting it about the same time, and they didn't. Somebody should have been on the ball and said, "Hey, we got warehouses of this crap. We need it delivered somewhere because they're out of antibodies. The antibody treatment. That was the reason all the urgent cares were jammed up." You were going in for a 10-hour wait because people were going in for antibody treatment. And so now, you know, there's a very limited supply. Same thing with the pills, very limited supply.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They're still sitting out there.
Yeah, so he was not on the ball. He didn't have anybody handling that. So nobody, you know, stepped up and said, oh, we better do something because this is going to probably get ugly kind of quick. Because Lisa was scrambling trying to get tests again. And, you know, being a nursing home, she should have been able to get her hands on tests real easy.
Yeah.
No.
Well, he canceled them in October. He canceled all of it.
I guess the courts let stand a vaccine mandate because people are using Medicaid and Medicare in those facilities, huh?
Yeah, see, the bigger nursing homes, if you accept Medicare or Medicaid patients, you get that, you know, there's a $2 an hour bonus. That if you work at one of the other places, you get, and our state of Michigan went ahead and made it permanent, but she didn't do that. She only did that for the ones that take the government money also. So the private ones are high and dry. But, of course, on the private ones, we don't get mandated, which means I go to do my shift, and a person on third shift calls in, and nobody comes in to cover them, I have to stay and cover that shift, that whole shift. Or it's considered abandonment, and you're fired.
Hmm.
So So that's what's going on with, like, a lot of the nurses. Because they'll go in, and you work four 10-hour shifts. Well, you get mandated twice, and you're working two 20-hour shifts in a row.
No sleep,
yeah. And what they did, a lot of these administrators, what they did is they took the nurses that are on surgical floors, So the ones that help out the doctors and surgery and stuff like that. So they can help out on other floors. But what they did is they laid them off and said, okay, if things get really bad, because we can't do just elective surgeries right now, everything's on hold. So when things get bad, we'll rotate you in to, you know, give the other workers a little bit of a release. Well, they never rotated them in.
Well, you know, what's going on with these traveling nurses where they're making $47,000 a month?
Oh, yeah. They get big bonuses from the hospitals, and then they also get the bonus from the government. And you get your traveling expenses. You get your living expenses and your traveling expenses when you're going someplace. But most of the traveling nurses know that they're going to be working like 15 to 16-hour shifts because they're going it. Because usually they come in if things are overloaded or like there's a strike.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So they always know they're going in under emergency conditions.
Yeah.
Cinnamon, do you or does anyone else know if Medicare or Medicaid pays for nursing home patients?
Yeah.
They do? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
In South Korea.
But, you know, it's negotiated down. So, you know, they're just like anything Medicare pays for, it's negotiated down. So you get, way less cost. So you have to pack the building to be making a profit.
Right. I got a breaking news.
Yeah.
South Korea is now 1% of our listening audience. South Korea.
No kidding.
Yeah. And Japan is 1%. And Australia is 1%. One of these are Nigeria, Spain, France, Romania. I already said France. Germany. United Kingdom is 5.75% of our listening audience. Wow. Ireland. Sweden. Norway. How was that? Finland. And what in the hell? I don't know.
If you keep on going, it's only going to be 0.5%.
No kidding. Estonia? E-S-T-O-N-I-A.
Estonia, yeah.
Wow, I never even heard of that. Well, that's 1%. So United States is 88.69%, and the rest is all over the Germany's 1.73, Canada, Brazil. Yeah, how is that little thing?
Which is a good thing.
Guatemala.
That's why your phone gives you.
Guatemala? Look at this. We're moving on up to the east side. I don't know what the hell.
They're going to use you as a reference when they cross the border.
Why not? Nah.